participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
See if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right, kids. Who climbed the wall last night and broke into Paul Schaefer's house in Bedford, New York?
Bob,
how you doing, Kat? Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Episode 2 and all the ships at sea. The reigning champions of today's show trivia, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode. An exciting episode today. It's Thursday, January 10.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the phone numbers for instant access from anywhere in the United States. 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., our home station, WJFK. Here's your hotline, 202-432-1067. And New York, WNEW Today. Here's your number for access, 877-692-1027. Let me say hello to the man who is not going to be the object of ridicule today for bowling.
Not at all. Wow.
Well, there he is. He came through last night. Possibly the best athlete on our team last night.
Yes.
Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
And I just want to say that it was a bike free buzz.
Yes, it was.
That was a jittery buzz.
There may be something to that.
Might be. Yeah, we bowled against the fire department last night. And we
got our asses handed to us.
Here's a shock. We lost.
We lost bad.
And in the second game, they let us have a 300-pin advantage.
Yeah.
And they still beat us handily.
And we still lost.
Right.
Wow.
We still lost. So we've got some tape of that. I want to thank all the guys. Every firefighter. Thank God there were no fires last night in Bedford, New York, because every freaking fire guy in the world was at that station last night.
Yeah, they were all in the station. Well, they could have gotten their clothes on pretty quickly, probably.
Right. I was given some information, though, that there are about, I guess, 30 firefighters in that station,
right?
And they picked the five guys who have been there the longest, who have
regular bowlers.
Bowled. Some of them told me they had bowled in those alleys for 30 years.
Yeah, there you go.
Huh. I know it sounds like we're making excuses.
Well, we are making excuses because we need to make excuses. We were rusty too, Don, after the layoff.
Right. Absolutely, we were. So we'll get to that in a second. Also today, perhaps the on-air execution of Glenn the Janitor.
Yes.
I know a lot of you are waiting for that today.
Oh, yeah.
We do have Lisa's love life to discuss on today's show.
We do indeed.
I just want to start by telling you what a real marriage is all about.
Okay, very good. I'd like to hear that.
I know that, Mike, you've been discussing your marriage.
Yes. Yes, I have.
At great length, mm-hmm. and all the stuff that you're going through right now.
Right.
I want to tell you what a rock-solid marriage is all about.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Last night. Oh, and we're also going to be reviewing the tapes of the weather people from D.C.
Excellent.
Explaining the ice storm. Joe, do you have those tapes available?
Yes, I've got a grid for you.
Oh, you got a grid? Great. Okay.
Very good.
Anyway, last night we get back from bowling. We get back, we get back in the city at about 11 o'clock. And I go to the computer, and I turn on the email, and I get a very disturbing piece of news that a disc jockey friend of mine and a friend of Buzz's, who we knew from B96 in Chicago,
right.
Baba Lou, that was the guy's disc jockey name, he passed away.
Yeah.
Now, this is sad news. I mean, I get this thing saying, you know, he died, you know, God rest his soul, he was in a coma for a couple of days. I read this, and I am genuinely upset. So I immediately go to flowers.com or whatever it is to send something and send a card from Frieda and I. And about 11:15, I pick up the phone and I call her up and I say, baby, I'm really upset. I just got this email that our friend Baba Lou passed away.
Right.
And she said, I'm sleeping. I said, yeah, but he's dead. I mean, it's sad, and I want to let you know that I've sent flowers immediately with a card with our name. And she said, okay, all right, goodbye. Click. She hangs up. Well, this morning at 6 a.m., 6 a freaking m, the phone rings. I pick it up, and I go, absolutely out, right? I go,
right.
Hello? And she goes, hi, it's me. I'm just paying you back for calling me so late last night.
Oh, my God.
That's
there you go. That's rock solid.
There's the loan.
That's rock solid.
There you go. That's what it's all about,
absolutely.
Baby.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about.
Amen, brother.
That's what it's about. So anyway, you know, best wishes. And, you know, Godspeed. He was a good guy. And,
yeah.
And when Frieda finally awakened.
Young guy, old guy? Or
younger than us.
Really?
Yeah.
A little
younger
big
than
man,
us.
Big heart.
Yeah, absolutely. And she was upset when she was awake.
Yeah.
When she was able to figure out what I was trying to tell her last night.
Yeah. But she gave you the payback call.
Yeah. Just,
were you able to rehash it, or did you go right back to sleep?
Oh, no. You know me.
You were up for the morning.
When I'm up, I'm up.
You're up, you're up.
Yeah. When I'm up, I'm up.
My God.
So I just want to say, hi, honey. Good morning. Thanks for the call. On the phone now, hold on. First, we got a call about a weather woman who was laughing about the forecast last night. Is that possible?
Oh, no.
Bill, where are you calling from?
Alexandria, Virginia.
Okay, so you're from D.C. What channel were you watching where they were laughing about the weather?
CBS Channel 9.
On Channel 9?
And who was giggling about the forecast?
Hillary Howard, the weather girl that looks like a boy.
Hillary Howard is a man. What was Hillary Howard laughing about?
Well, they basically turned to her and they said, what's going on with the weather? And she just let out this big laugh, you know, basically throwing it at the viewers. And I was like, well, there's really nothing funny about 150 auto accidents.
More like 600, yeah.
600.
All right, well, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
As it turns out, we do have the tapes of all of the channels.
Did we get Ryan?
Lion Ryan was not on.
Dink!
It was Burger Jeff.
Ah, well, he's almost as bad.
Tom Curine, Ryan, so we will review that tape in a second.
Good.
Joining us now from Bedford, New York, where they have a beautiful community.
God, is that a beautiful town? We found out that's a kind of a celebrity dwelling.
Yeah, Chevy Chase lives there. Paul Schaefer lives there.
Glenn Close.
Here now is Mike from the Bedford Fire Department. Hey, Mike.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. And hey, boy, Mike, you hustled our ass last night.
Boy, did you kick butt.
Did you really think I was going to let you guys come down and win?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Yes, I
no,
did.
I did.
I did, Mike.
I do apologize. I probably should have let you know you will be bowling some men that have been doing this for a few years.
Yes,
so.
You should have.
Yeah. Let me point out that in the first game, Rob's giving me the score sheet here. In the first game, this guy Tom, who was the anchor of their team, he had 1, 2, 3, 4 strikes in the first 8 frames.
Oh, right.
Wow. 9th frame, a strike. 10th frame, 2 more strikes. Okay? 3 guys in the first game bowled over 200.
Yeah, that was mincemeat. We were mincemeat.
You realize
one
that
of them the chief?
Chief. The chief definitely was one of the
best.
No,
the chief kicked some ass last night.
Yeah, the chief was one of the best bowlers you had. Yeah.
If we had 9 bowlers to their 5, it still would have been a horse race.
Exactly.
That's how much better they were than us.
But listen, even though we got our asses kicked, we do want to say what a great time we had last night.
Yeah. We did indeed.
At the firehouse. I'm going to try to, Rob, click on the Don and Mike icon there on WNEW.com to see if we have any of the pictures up.
You got to put that picture of Mike sitting in 108 with the little hat on.
Oh, no, we got, that's one of the pictures.
Picture ever.
Well, I was thrilled. I really was.
John is posting the pictures now. We're going to get pictures of us actually in the fire station, playing the bowling in the basement of the fire station. And then we went upstairs, and we tried on the fireman suits and hats, and we went in the ambulance. And
Very exciting.
Mike actually
got... really good in that. She should think about volunteering.
Mike actually got behind the wheel of... What was that massive vehicle?
That was the water tanker.
Wow. No, that's not a water tanker. That's
a water pumper.
Pumper truck. That's a 2000 custom Mack pumper truck. It's got 5,000 feet of 5-inch large diameter hose.
And
that's basically used for is you find a pond or a swimming pool, you drive the front of it right up to it,
and you dump
the hoses off the side,
right.
And that supplies the firefighting engine.
So it's a pumper.
And these dudes, they turned on the lights on the fire trucks.
Yeah, you know the perspective, and you've heard a lot of talk about firefighters since the day of the tragedy. And I'll tell you this, one thing I didn't realize was the weight, the pure weight of the equipment that these guys have to wear to go fight fires. It's incredible. I mean, they actually have, the helmet itself is unbelievably heavy.
Mike, weren't you telling me that your neck size went up like an inch and a half since you started volunteering?
Yeah, my neck size has gone up about an inch and a half since I've become a firefighter.
From wearing the helmet, the heavy helmet?
From the weight of the helmet.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, these guys, listen, they could not have been nicer. We got there, they hustled us, they kicked our ass in the bowling.
Well, they were strong guys. They threw the bowling balls like they were ping pong balls.
The one guy, I think it was Corey.
Right.
I think,
Venture,
yeah. Corey's the guy who bowls like Fred Flintstone.
Right.
He does the tippy-toe up to the lane, and then seriously, he like shot puts the ball. The ball
it goes
actually,
like heavy. Is that the big guy?
Yeah, it actually.
Corey's the one in the gray shirt with the big arm.
Yeah. The ball actually bounces.
Yeah, he goes. It flies halfway down the lane before it hits the lane.
But you guys were incredible. A wonderful spread of food.
Oh, the
and
food was great.
Once you cooked the shrimp, they were delicious. They brought out some shrimp, and the guy comes down. I think, Mike, you brought him down. I was like, hey, look at the size of these shrimp. And then, I bit into one. It's like, hey.
Hey, that's sushi. That's not the way that's supposed to taste.
They're not cooked.
They're sort of gray.
Yeah.
But all of the guys at the Bedford Fire Department could not have been nicer last night.
Terrific group. Really had a great time.
We thank you for your hospitality. That is a sweet setup they have, incidentally, at the fire station there. And as you know, especially after 9/11, like you said, everybody knows the great work the fire guys do. But I'm telling you, these guys got a good setup.
Oh, it's incredible to have those lanes. I mean, these were full-fledged, real bowling lanes that have been there for years with the the electronic pin return and everything. I mean, it was fantastic. We had a great time.
I think we got
you guys so much for coming. It was beyond a dream come true.
Well, thanks
there
for having
plenty
us.
Plenty of naysayers when I first postulated the idea, and every single one of them made a point of it to come up to me last night and say, "Mike, you're a genius. This was great."
That's good. We had a great time. Yeah. Thanks for letting us play with the equipment.
Yeah, bring
the fire equipment.
Yeah, the fire equipment. Thanks for letting us play with your hose.
Absolutely.
Hey. You guys can come back whenever you'd like. We'd very much like you to come.
Next
back.
Time you guys come down and see us.
Yeah, you're a little far out.
We'll host you.
Yeah, we were going to take. We realized about halfway there that we maybe should have taken a chopper up there.
We're surprised you could pick the station up out there.
Actually, you know what? A few of the guys are going to be down in the Baltimore area. I think in the late part of the summer for the Firehouse Expo. So
set it up.
Definitely might see us.
Absolutely.
Bring it on.
Let's do it.
You guys could not have been nicer. Again, it's the firehouse in Bedford, New York.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great time. We have some tape we're going to play here in a second.
Good.
Outstanding job. Nice meeting you.
Yeah.
And, thank you guys. And you guys are awesome.
Tell all the guys hello, Matt and Brian and Corey and,
Pops.
And Paul and Tom. And yeah, the old timer.
Dwayne.
Keeping score.
Dwayne, my man.
Dwayne kept score like the human computer.
Yeah, he's spooky.
And which was it now? I called him old timer and he didn't like that.
No, he did like that. He didn't like Pops.
He didn't like being called Pops.
Which, I don't know why, but.
You know, I don't know. What did he look like?
Yeah.
The guy who kept score.
Yeah, that was Dwayne.
Okay,
yeah.
Dwayne. All right. Well, he was great. Everybody was great. We'll have the pictures up on the website in just a second.
All
and again, thanks for your hospitality.
Thank you guys for coming down. We
and let's go to Rob for the final scores.
Oh, okay. This will be fun.
Anyone who's actually caring how we did.
I had one of my worst nights ever.
I'd actually like to hear this. I'm quite interested.
Okay, Rob, go ahead.
Mike rolled a 109 and a 114, so I guess his two-game set was a 223. Buzz, 89, and strong bounce back at 103, so 192. Rummy, 82 and 93, makes 175. Myself, 108 and 109. Consistency is my skill.
I guess.
217. And Don, 81, but don't discount his 125 high game of the night for a 206.
And I would like to thank
there's a reason for that.
Satan, because I want to tell you, this firehouse is right next to a church.
Yes.
Right next to the Presbyterian church, I believe.
As I would come up to the line during the first game, when
you were praying to Satan, it was very disturbing.
That was the second game. Yeah. The first game, I would pray to God. Out loud, I would pray to God. I would say, because I bowled a horrendous 82, I'd say, if there is a God, I will be able to pick up this spare. I'd roll the ball and nothing would happen. Second game, I get up there, top of my lungs, I say, I pledge my allegiance to Satan.
Oh, no.
First ball I throw, strike.
Yes, yes, but it meant nothing. It meant nothing. You should not permanently be in Satan's service.
Then every time I got up,
Think of all the crazies that will actually now believe what they've said all
the time. I would
years.
Either pledge my allegiance to Satan or Lucifer. And at one point,
Beelzebub.
Beelzebub.
Old Scratch. That was the one Rob had from like the 1700s.
Old Scratch. Damien was another one that I used.
Yeah, now at the end, you really went for it, and you didn't get that spare.
No.
So you prayed to Satan, and he let you down. A couple of times he let you down, but you did bowl your best game of the night.
No, Satan helped me by 40 points in the 40 pins in the second game.
And I was trying something new, and I never should try something new. I was trying the old hook, and it didn't really work for me.
Buzz had the hook last night, but didn't know why.
No, he didn't understand why, and that made me angry.
You know what was also quite telling is, as a team, for both games, we had a total of 27 marks, strikes or spares. They had 77.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rob, read their scores, because you read our scores. Yeah. Read their scores.
Matt had 200 and 165, so that's a 365. That's a good three-game set.
His worst game, his second game was like the 25 more pins than the best I've ever bowled.
I just found one error in Dwayne's scoring. He's listed one guy as Brian, and the second game he listed him as Brain.
Brain.
All right, well.
Brian, the X-Factor.
87 and 139, so what is that? That's 146, 226.
That's a good average.
200 and 162 for Corey for 362. Paul had 208 and 122. So that's what, 230? No, 330. And Tom, 212 and 216, 428.
Tom was the bowler extraordinary.
Tom spooked me out a little bit.
Tom was the man. All right, well, there are your scores. Mike, again, thank you to all the firefighters.
Thank you, guys.
You know how much we love the firefighters, and thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, you do great work.
No problem.
Thank you, my friend.
Anytime.
All right, we will. Thanks very much.
Tom's the first bowler I ever saw throw overhanded.
Let me know when those pictures go up on WNEW.com. They're loading them right now. We do have, only two cuts that we can play from last night because everybody was cussing their heads off.
We were actually cussing on purpose.
Let's go to the first cut, which I guess is just... I believe that maybe Rob is bowling or I'm bowling.
Okay.
And there's conversation on the gutter balls bench. This is inside the firehouse last night in
Bedford, New York.
Bedford, New York. Thank you, buddy.
Hey!
Ow! Did you pull something? Did you pull something?
I know.
Do you want me to?
Not an example.
Here's the ball that goes halfway down the lane.
We do have another house
pole. Do you guys have a...
I have another dumb question.
Do you have a pole?
No.
Oh, sh**. Firehouse without a pole.
Oh.
I didn't know the microphone was there.
We can beep out the
We can beep out the f***. All right.
Are you noting the time on the...
Let me just say it's great to be... I just want to say it's great to be in f***ing Bedford. I hope there's not a f***ing fire. Because we are up f***ing peak without a f***ing battle, if that's the case.
I'm going to do my First Amendment challenge later on tonight, Mike. I'm going to yell movie in a crowded firehouse.
Matt, you're up next, Matt.
Ever seen a movie, Roxanne?
Better fire's not here.
Really?
He's got a little fire.
Yeah.
You pick that up.
I was trying to pick that up, too.
You can pick it up, man.
Pick it up.
You're f***ing shocked, dude.
Every time you say that, John has to get up 2 minutes earlier.
Oh,
Sorry.
Sorry, John.
No f***ing snooze button.
I got to listen to the whole thing anyway.
I don't mean to bust your f***ing balls.
What? That's it.
No.
Get it.
Oh,
well, that's kind of what it sounded like.
Yeah. Right.
And then we have one other highlight for you. This is Melwood, Buzz, rolling a strike.
All right.
Wow.
Okay, so Buzz, I know we bust your balls a lot. We want to play a highlight.
A victory moment.
Buzz, rolling a strike.
Excited.
That's the highlight from last night's bowling.
And I was.
And it was a great time. They could not have been not have been nicer.
Buzz has a new shirt.
Oh, my God. That's great.
And incidentally, our new uniforms kick ass.
Oh, yeah. They're fantastic. What great bowling shirts we have.
Beautiful. That's all we care about, really, are the uniforms.
Yeah, oh, they're beautiful, dude.
There was at least one fireman that was pissed that we looked as good as we did and bowled as poor as
I never met that guy. What was his deal? He was really upset
there
with us.
There was a guy who was mad. I don't know if he was a fireman or if he was a friend of the fireman, but there was a guy who was so pissed. He came up to me at one point. He said, "You guys suck." And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Your shirts are great."
Right.
I said, "Yeah." He said, "Guys who suck so bad should not have such great looking shirts."
Well, F you.
He was just jealous. He was very upset. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Here she is, Lisa Herndon, our producer.
Any particular reason why you've come into the studio and put on the headphones, Lisa?
Well, because Rob's not here.
And is someone coming in to say hi to you?
Is somebody going to drop in and say hi? Have we made those arrangements?
I don't know.
You're the producer and you arrange such things?
Johnny,
what's going on?
Is it time for the Love Connection?
We can't do the Love Connection just yet because the sports guys are in a high level meeting with Jeremy.
Oh, right, please.
Now. Yeah, leave it to Jeremy to F up our show again.
All right, well, we'll get back to Lisa and her boyfriend then, I guess, in a second. Her new boyfriend.
The man who has professed his love for her.
Many times.
Yes.
Many times.
Is he the guy that wears the trench coat?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Yeah.
We never
met a guy with a black leather trench coat.
We never met the dude. Hey, Johnny, how long till those pictures get up? Lisa, do you know how long till the pictures of bowling are up on the web? Just a few minutes?
Yeah.
All right, gotcha.
A few minutes more.
All right, thank you. Well, let us know when your boyfriend shows up. Okay, let's go to the tape of the weather guys.
All right, very good.
Yeah. From D.C., we talked about this yesterday, that there was an unexplained ice storm yesterday that caused 600 accidents.
Major havoc.
On the Beltway, on Route 66, on 270, on Route 95, on 295, on 395.
Dumbasses.
Let's see. In that first tape, I believe we have is the overall Channel 4 weather report. And it's Veronica Johnson, who is doing the weather. Okay, can we roll that? Let's hear that, Joe.
Well, what caused all the trouble this morning? That's the big question.
It is indeed. Veronica Johnson is live in Storm Center 4 with the explanation for us. Veronica?
Well, every now and then, Jim and Pat, you get one of these unpredictable, rare events where the storm system actually forms right over us. We're limited by our technology, and in no way did the technology yesterday, the computer guidance that we look at, show any indications that there would be any precipitation
early
this morning. Here's what happened. Take a look at the radar, and take a look at this red line. That's the sub-freezing line, 32 degrees and below along that line and just
right,
to the
pause
north
it for
of
a second,
it.
Joe. Pause it for a second.
All right, she's blaming their equipment.
No, but wait, I've been told I've got a cheat sheet here. She's going to blame two sources for screwing up the weather.
Okay.
First, the limited technology.
Yeah, that's what she said.
And then later in this weather forecast, she's going to blame the Channel 4 weather watchers as well.
Ah,
oh,
sure.
You know,
okay.
The dum-dums that they call up where they say,
yeah,
hey,
they had a little rain meter out in their backyard.
Yeah, we just talked to Fred over in St. Mary's County.
Don't some of those weather watchers exist at elementary schools?
All right, let's go. Roll it again, please.
Precipitation started forming just to the west of us at 5 a.m. Didn't have any reports from any weather watchers that this was reaching the ground, but indeed, around the areas of Loudoun County and down through Fauquier County and Rappahannock. That precipitation extending down to just to the south and west of us. Again, a 1 to 3 hour event here, because at 5 o'clock it really wasn't reaching the ground. But by 6 o'clock, you can see that sub-freezing line started advancing to the north. So the problems were right here, Prince William and around Loudoun County, Montgomery and up into Frederick and even Howard County. And, listen, and by 7 o'clock,
no accountability.
No, she's doing really now, instead of forecasting the next weather, she's basically retreading on what had happened. Really tough to do when you're a weather forecast.
Okay, so again, Veronica Johnson on Channel 4. Let's isolate. Let's hear her talk about the limited technology. And keep in mind that this is the same station, like all the stations, that has like 20 weather guys in the commercial. It says that they have the Doppler 4000.
Yeah, and that's all they do is hype their equipment.
All right, let's hear her excuse again about limited technology.
So we're limited by our technology, and in no way did the technology yesterday, the computer guidance that we look at, show any indications that there would be any precipitation early this morning.
All right, now let's hear her blame the poor schmucks,
the civilian,
who will call in and
the weather watchers
and tell them what the weather is.
The precipitation started forming just to the west of us at 5 a.m. Didn't have any reports from any weather watchers that this was reaching the ground, but indeed around the areas of Loudoun County and down through Fauquier County.
Okay, so she's blaming the people. Now
here's the deal. They could call their weather watchers, but they probably waited to see if a weather watcher would call in.
Now, the next tape we have is Anchorman from yesterday's morning newscast gleefully announcing the storm.
Okay,
let's hear that one, Joe.
We have some developing action in the weather scene.
Hey. Yeah, a little unexpected precipitation around this morning from a very small area of light rain and sleet that's now moving into Fairfax County out of southern Loudoun County.
Krebs. I mean, listen to Krebs. Just listen to Krebs the way, we have some developing. We'll be back in.
Developing action in the weather.
Yeah, a little DJ. Unexpected precipitation around this morning from a very small area of light rain and sleet that's now moving into Fairfax County out of southern Loudoun.
Joe Krebs. All right, now we're going to hear Tom Curine. And keep in mind that I worked with this guy. He used to be a disc jockey. His name is Burger Jeff.
He's a master of doublespeak.
He's going to explain the unpredictable thing that happened.
Oh, good.
Here we go.
It was an unpredictable thing. Normally, these types of weather systems don't produce any precipitation. There were no indications whatsoever that we were going to get any precipitation out of this change coming over us this morning.
Yeah, there it was.
All right, let's go to the light rain excuse again.
We had a weak warm front in the upper levels of the atmosphere come through, and as a result, it produced just a little bit of light rain.
But even a little bit of rain can cause...
cause havoc.
Let's go to the all-it-takes excuse.
This particular weather system produced just less than 0.05 of an inch of rain, but we had pockets of cold air that were still in place around 6, 7 o'clock this morning, and as that rain fell into the cold air, it created that thin glaze of ice. That's all we needed, was just a little bit of rain to create a thin glaze of ice, and that's what caused all of the terrible hazards we had this morning.
All right, and finally, here's maybe the best tape.
Yeah.
All of that same bull-ass technology that they brag about that can pinpoint the weather on your street, you're going to hear him now say that it's really just 85% accurate.
Oh, my God.
Go.
It is a miracle of modern science that it is as accurate as it is. The forecasts are about 85% accurate. So one or two out of ten, we miss. This was one of those that we missed.
Yeah. Two out of ten we missed.
Let's hear that again. You know,
two out of ten we missed.
I dare Channel 4 to run that as a promo.
Right.
I dare them.
It is
let's
a miracle
that.
Of modern science that it is as accurate as it is. The forecasts are about 85% accurate. So one or two out of ten we miss. This was one of those that we missed.
You know, it's more like 4 or 5 out of 10.
We're lucky we got a map.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll give Burger Jeff credit.
Right.
At least he came out and said that, you know, hey, two out of 10.
One or two out of 10. And he's being, you know, he's being kind to himself.
I think the best thing that was said there is he took 20 seconds to say, I don't know, but apparently when there's water and cold air and it freezes, there's ice, and that can make things slippery.
Ass. Damn. Hello there, Dan, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hey, Dan, buddy.
Hi, how you doing, Don, Mike?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I'm here in D.C., and I caught the tail end of this. I really wanted to tape this for you guys, but ABC Channel 7 already has a real snazzy thing edited together saying how they were the first to tell you about the dangerous ice storm, and it's got all those tapes, but, you know, obviously none of the stuff you guys are editing together.
Right. You know, Channel 7 was as bad as the rest of them were. They didn't predict the ice storm.
You know, the amazing thing is they're talking about their computer models and their equipment. They don't look out the window.
Yeah, right
they don't
up.
Go outside.
Look up.
up.
They don't see the
plane. Now, I wonder whether Channel 9 had it together, because they have that weather deck.
Well, they stand up on the roof. The patio where they send the midget out.
Topper shut out. It's raining.
They make him shovel sometimes.
Ooh, it's icy on this deck.
Hey, let's hear one more time, and I want to dedicate this to Channel 4. Let's hear the truth about predicting the weather from Tom Curran. Let's hear that one more time.
It is a miracle of modern science that it is as accurate as it is. Forecasts are about 85% accurate. So one or two out of ten, we miss. This was one of those that we missed.
Yeah. Let's keep that score, okay, for the rest of the winter. Let's see if it's one or two out of ten.
Hey, you know what else Channel 4 did? I noticed that Lion Bob Ryan, when there's bad news, he hides.
He's gone.
He hides.
He sends Curine out to fall on the sword.
Veronica Johnson and Tom Curine have to come and take the crap.
Go out and explain yourself.
Where'd he go? Don't know.
For the bad weather forecast.
He's gone.
You know, that's a good idea from now on. We really should tape them.
Absolutely.
The day after. That's great. So on Channel 4, they blamed limited technology and also blamed the weather watchers. Tom Curine tried to explain the unpredictable thing.
Right.
Then he had the light rain excuse.
Sure.
Then he had the excuse that all it takes is a little cold weather.
Veronica blamed the computers and the weather watchers. That, to me, is the lowest blow.
Then Tom Curine was finally, at least partway truthful.
Beaten down into admitting, partway, because you know it's worse than 85%.
When he said that they're about 85%, they get about
2 out of 10, when he says 85%, it's just like listening to a forecast. It's about 60%.
Right.
No, I'd say it's probably about 50%.
And Tom Curine blamed the ice on cold air and water.
Yes.
That's also what he blamed.
Yes, there's a little, all it takes. There's a little rain freezing and you get ice.
That's what it was.
I got news for you. I know that formula because I fill up the ice trays in my in my refrigerator. And I'll tell you how it works, Tom. You fill these things with water,
right?
You put them in the freezer, and an hour later, they turn into ice cubes.
And think of his logic when he talks about, only 5/10 of an inch of rain, something like some minuscule 5/100 of an inch. And, well, the less you have, the quicker it is to freeze.
Exactly.
And whatever the reason for the wrong forecast, the fact that they didn't warn people that this was coming caused hundreds of thousands of dollars in property damage and who knows how much money in lost revenue in productivity.
God, those weather watchers should have called in.
Yeah, it's their fault.
That's right, it's your fault. I've always wondered
little Tommy out there in the Piedmont.
Sam in Middleburg.
And I've always wondered about those dick faces that are the weather watchers that actually...
Hi, how are you?
They get wood by calling in and then, you know, the guy on Channel 7 says, and we talked to Rob out in Perryville, and he says it's 42.
Well, I understand two of the weather watchers were unavailable because they were out in Seattle waiting in line to go see Star Wars.
Episode two. What's his name? Matt Lauer would say. Episode two.
TV people.
All right. Well, that's the latest. Oh, and I was watching the TV this morning. I was watching the Imus show. This morning, and I saw something
that gets me laughing just when you say that.
And I'm watching something
stupid idiot,
real interesting. First off, it's fantastic because I guess they tape a lot of their what are supposed to be funny bits. And while they're playing the bit on the air,
he sits there slumped in his chair.
You just see them sitting there, none of them talking to each other, all of them with their arms folded. The body language really says, you know, we hate being here.
Right.
Well, at one point, while they're playing this tape, they go to a wide shot, and Anus in the Morning stands up, and I notice the guy's got a gun on.
He's wearing a gun?
The guy is wearing a gun.
He's got a piece? He's carrying a piece?
Yeah, he's carrying a piece while he's doing his radio show.
Oh, my God.
So, now, I'm sure that they, you know, immediately they cut from that shot, but it was a leather holster, and right in the back, like right on his right butt cheek, was a gun.
He's carrying a gun. Has anybody talked about this? Has anybody reported this?
I don't know. I'm sure he has a permit for it.
Wow.
But, I mean, really? Are you that afraid that you feel the need to carry a gun?
In the studio?
While you're doing your show?
In the security-laden studio?
While you're doing your show, you're carrying a gun?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Stupid idiot, Bernard. Where's my sidearm?
I'm going to get my brother Fred.
I need some sunflower seeds and some bullets.
I mean, if I was those guys working with him, I'd be scared assless.
Isn't he Johnny Wild Wild West a-hole?
Yeah, but
I mean, sitting there with his 10-gallon hat, you know, and his fake hair.
But he's got... He's got a gun, though.
Stupid idiot.
You should get a neck holster.
Keep the gun like one of his rooster folds.
Clip it to his waddle.
Come on, Bernard.
Clip it to his oxygen tank.
What else could happen to you here? Listen, if I don't like my guests, I blow off a toe.
Stupid idiot.
Stupid idiot. Have you seen my piece?
I wear my gun while I'm doing my morning show.
Yeah, occasionally you get wackos, you know. I got to carry my gun even when I go to the sales office.
I had never seen anything like that before in my life.
That's pretty funny.
This jockey wearing a gun.
I got Warner Wolf in my sights.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, and is that dynamic when those two guys are
magic
on at the same time?
Magic.
Hello. I tell you what, makes me feel better about my bald spot, though.
Yeah.
When I see Warner Wolf's bald spot.
Boom, look at this. Look at this straw that I have on top of my head.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah, how are you guys?
Hi, you're on the air.
How are you this morning? He carries that thing all the time.
Oh, that is the first time I've ever seen it on TV.
He lives around the corner from ABC, and I see him get out of his limo all the time. He keeps 38 revolver.
It's a rough neighborhood.
He keeps a 38 revolver.
In his left lung.
Like what? He's afraid. First off, you got to have a radio show that has a couple of listeners. I mean, to be worried that you're going to have someone take a shot at you. His ratings are about as bad as our ratings are.
Stupid idiot.
As a matter of fact, I think that our ratings might be right about the same level as Imus's.
Wow. That's good.
And we're not carrying guns.
No, that's
guns.
Bad. I'm sorry. That's horrible.
We're not carrying guns.
Maybe
that
we
work
should.
With us.
Yeah, maybe we need them.
Jesus.
Let's get them for fun.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
We keep them empty, Rob.
Hello.
Maybe you would.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Yeah, hey guys, you guys were calling them firefighters earlier, firemen. A fireman's someone who cleans a chimney. I don't mean to bust your balls, man. No way, dude, but I was a firefighter in the Navy, and firemen clean chimneys. Those firefighters are going to get kind of mad.
I know in books and stuff, haven't they been called firemen?
I've never heard a chimney sweep called a fireman. Never.
Yeah,
never.
That's a term for a chimney sweep.
We called them firemen to their face last night, and they didn't get pissed.
Okay, well, you know, I wasn't, like I said, when I was in the Navy as a firefighter, it's just like, that was a big thing. You don't cost a fireman.
Maybe it's because you were in the Navy.
Maybe, because we were fighters. I don't know. Firefighters. I don't know. But anyway, buzz rules.
I think that's important. You don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye. Seems to me
I'd like a clarification on that. I mean, if we're misspeaking, I don't want to offend firefighters.
Of course not.
Why do you need firefighters in the Navy? You're surrounded by water.
I like carriers and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know, but if you get...
Especially gig.
If you get a fire, you just put a bucket over the side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but somebody's got to do that, and those are the firefighters.
You're surrounded by water. Mm-hmm. You know, you just toss the bucket over.
You've seen the film, you know, when the carrier fighter comes in and misses, like, the hook or something, slams in, they got to put the fire out.
Yeah, but they're surrounded by water.
They got a pumper on there.
Okay. All right.
I was overboard.
I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm just goofing around.
I know you are. I know you are, Dave.
I know you are.
Dude.
I know you are, but what am I? Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Bob.
Hi, Bob.
I just want to tell you guys, at Imus this morning,
yeah,
they had Suge Knight on. So that's why he's probably carrying the pistol.
That makes sense.
Now, what the hell kind of booking is that?
I don't know. I didn't hear it this morning. I heard it yesterday morning at work, and they were talking about having Suge Knight on, and he was calling, like, P. Diddy a pussy and stuff.
Well, you know, we heard that Imus carries the 38 wherever he goes.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
The I-Man.
Hello. Josh.
Hello. Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing today?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I'm a fireman in Jersey, and we're called firemen or firefighters.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
So.
I don't know who that guy's talking about.
He was an idiot.
All right, gotcha.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, thanks for the call.
It would seem to me that if you really didn't want to draw attention to yourself, you'd kind of keep a low profile. That'd be a better way to avoid controversy. Very difficult to keep a low profile when you get out of your limousine with a 38 and a 10-gallon hat.
Howdy. 877-365-3636. That's the number to call now. Call 100.
Middle of the city. Howdy.
A prize package selected especially for you. And where is Glenn the Stupid Janitor, who was supposed to be tied to the chair today and slapped by John and then wheeled into the elevator?
Is he a no-show, Lisa?
you know, I thought that the guy's a radiophile, that he that
so
he,
far so
that he lives to be on any radio show in the world.
The big man is here for the slap off. Yeah. I saw him downstairs.
Oh, really?
The big man is here.
Okay,
yeah,
he's breaking in the new sofa.
Is he outside right
he
now?
He is indeed.
Ah. So we've got one guy for the regular pedestrians. Oh no, no, no! I know what you mean.
Yeah, the big guy.
He is he here?
Yeah,
for the slap off, for the regular slap off.
He's here for the regular slap off.
Or is he here just to slap Glenn the janitor?
I think he's here for the regular slap off.
Regular slap off. Oh yeah, the regular slap off still happening today.
Oh, good.
So we got one guy here who's over 21.
Right.
We need a second guy here. Hold on, they're both here. John, come in here. I can't. You got to run in here. Don't send me the messages on the computer. Please, because I'm so illiterate.
No, they're not both here. He would like to do both. He'd like to give him a shot and be in the contest.
He wants to get Glenn. Hey, Glenn's not here. Glenn's a no-show.
Okay, but the there is a big guy out in the lobby who is here for the slap-off, so if you would like to be in the slap-off against him to win the DVD player, like we said yesterday, you got to be 21. Come on down. Now be the 100th caller, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah?
What's Superman's name?
Clark Kent.
No. The actor.
Christopher Reeve.
The new one.
Dean Cain?
Right. Now, where does he work?
At the Daily Planet newspaper in Metropolis.
Hey.
I know. I'm just teasing. They're on the Warner Brothers lot.
Fine. Could you get him for me, please?
Sure.
Dean Cain. Hank Kingsley. Listen, I just wanted to call you, congratulate you on the People's Choice gig. It's another fleet near Cape. And here it is, bottom line. Al Hairlip Hartman, you don't want this guy. You can't understand this guy. You don't want to be introduced as Superman, do you? Whereas I, your biggest fan, will be able to announce you as Superman. Or Dean Cain, sure. Whatever you... Hello?
Remember, ring on, say what you must, then ring off. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, let's get a call 100 here. We've got a very special moment coming up.
Oh, tender.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, how you doing? I'm calling 100.
Yes, you are. And what's your name, my friend?
William Jimenez.
Hey, William, where are you from?
Hewitt, New Jersey.
You have the Blockbuster Game Pass. Head to your local participating Blockbuster store today. Everybody else, get your Blockbuster Game Pass. What you won is a game every day. You rent a game every day for 30 days from Blockbuster.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hold on a second. If you want to buy this baby, it's $29.99, but it was FREE for call 100. Our thank you to Blockbuster for y'all.
All right.
Lisa.
Oh, Lisa, please come to the studio.
Lisa, would you join us in the studio, please?
Lisa.
Lisa Herndon.
Oh, Lisa.
There she is. Come on in. Come on, here she is, a fabulous producer of the Don and Mike Show.
When the moon hits you, I like a big piece of pie that's a more.
Lisa Herndon, and
Hi.
I'm afraid what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk out of school now. I'm going to talk some stuff that I shouldn't say. Lisa has a crush on someone.
Yes.
What?
Who works here at WNEW.
So cute. Lisa is so thrilled that this particular individual has showed some interest.
Here we go.
That she's telling everyone.
She loves him. And he does the morning show here at NEW. And his name is Scott Farrell. And he has said on the air that he wants you.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants you.
So it's mutual.
And Lisa wants him as well. Let's bring Scott in now.
Let's make this love connection, shall we?
This is never actually... I don't think that they've ever actually met...
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Farrell from The Morning Show with their first formal meeting on the air.
Shake it up. I love him in D.C., too. What's happening down there in the corner?
Hi, Scott, this is Lisa.
Oh, my God. She is so hot. I'm losing weight looking at you. I can't even think straight. I'm flustered. I saw you come in here the other day, and I started getting, talking in tongues. I started walking backwards. I started chewing bubble gum again. Big league chew. I eat the whole pack. I don't sleep at night. I pace. I get the palm sweats. I'm wearing my gloves right now because I was so scared to meet you that my hands started dripping.
Look at him.
So beautiful that when I go past her in the morning, I saw her the other day in that shirt you had on, and I went, hi.
Yeah.
Now, yeah.
See?
Then I did my background check on her, found out about her entire life, her boyfriends.
Mm-hmm.
You had some pretty boy boyfriend before, right? Have you ever had anybody as ugly as me like you? How about that, boys? How'd you like to wake up next to me? Hey, how you doing, honey?
You know, talking to Scott during the break there, you know, it's amazing. I always thought he put that voice on.
No, that's a real voice.
Kind of scary when you talk to him the first time. He's going, you know, the whole thing like that. It's amazing. How did that happen? How did your voice get like that, Scott?
I think that my dad had a golden throat, and he was an anchor man for...
Right.
Back in the day in the 60s, he was on CBS in Kansas City and St. Louis. He was going to do Cardinals baseball. He worked with Jack Buck, and he worked with Harry Carey, and he did Missouri football. And I just think I never got the great voice. I think mine went halfway. I smoked Marlboro Reds for about 20 years, and then I ate Strombolis. And I think that the crust of the Strombolis in Pittsburgh cut holes in my larynx.
Yeah.
And I think I have what my somebody told me once. They said I have... polyps.
Oh, good.
So I had like my grandma said, you must have polyps, you little rat. I think my voice is painful, irritating, gross, grating, like scotch and nails. It's like a bad relationship. It's a bad marriage. It's like the Democrats and Republicans. It's like the Jets and Giant fans.
We want to
like
give you
a Ranger.
We want to give you a couple of minutes now.
Yonkers a sissy, and so are the Capitals. All you femmes down there.
Privately, we want to give you a couple of seconds now.
At least these mics don't smell like Liddy's mic did.
Let's give you a couple of seconds here with Lisa. Go ahead, one-on-one.
Go ahead, you two, just chat amongst yourselves.
Loving you like I do.
Lisa, would there be any questions you'd have for Pharrell here?
None.
Thoughts, feelings?
Not at all. I can get, like, Broadway. I'm going out to lunch with Metallica today. I could get you Broadway seats, 30% over VIG. I really don't talk about myself ever when I go out because I think I'm worthless and feeble and meaningless, and my sports show is... not worth anything. It doesn't affect world hunger, trade, cancer, or the stock exchange. I don't matter at all. I know that I like going to movies. I like funny movies. I like reading books, and I like gambling. I like playing roulette. I like getting drunk on
Jameson. Now, Lisa, you like the gambling.
What did you say you like getting drunk on?
Jameson.
Oh, yeah. You got to date
smooth.
This guy.
I love it. Jameson and ginger is smooth. When I'm next to the typewriter at home and I'm busting off, like, sports all day,
right.
And on New Year's Eve when I looked to my left and I got that, I don't smoke, you see, anymore. I haven't smoked in like 6 years, so
right.
When I look over and there's an empty bottle of Jameson next to me when I'm midway through my evening, I know that I'm just hardcore.
It's good for your throat. Yeah.
You got some guys have a pile full of cigarettes in the ashtray.
Right.
I just got a bottle of Jameson. I'm like, bottle of ginger, and then I think about you.
Now
I lose my... I think she's got the sexiest hairdo in the history of all sexy hairdos.
Have you
like
gotten...
Some chicks have big hair. She just got sexy, fresh hair.
Have you gotten your jerk on while thinking about Lisa Herndon?
I've completely thought about her, but all I said to the guys this morning was is I wanted to, like, be near her so that I could smell her near her ear because she just looks like she smells good.
Why don't you slide over a little closer?
Would you let Pharrell smell you?
Slide closer.
I think she's so hot.
Look, no, come on. Slide closer to her.
Come on, Lisa.
There you go.
All right.
Now look at... Oh.
Oh, my God. Now he's just smelling her.
I'm dyspeptic. I can't even think straight. I swear to God, I may have gurgling bowels. I have actually... My throat... I just want to say, here's a... Lovely. Don't you ever change.
Now, Lisa, okay. Does Scott have... a chance.
We'll be loving you.
Does Scott Pharrell have a chance?
Like, you know, just a cup of coffee.
I'm not
going
to have a chance after this. The one thing that I said to everybody this morning was the minute they make me do this,
right.
Don and Mike are sick in the head, and the minute they do this to me, I'm dead. I'm just out. I'm like
We'd already heard that you want a banger.
This is your way of it. You know, we understand radio people express themselves more clearly while they're on the air. So, Lisa, he's really opened up to you. Now, you just talk to him for a while.
I don't
ask him a question.
I, just would go out and tear up New York with her and drink scotch.
She can go pretty hard.
I heard. See, the first thing I did was I eyed her a little bit, and I found out who she was, and then this would be the most inappropriate way for me to go out with this woman. Mm-hmm. I just don't even. I figured once you did this to me, it was just like I figured I might as well come in and say hi because I hadn't seen you guys in a long time.
This is a radio personality babbling right now. You understand?
What do you want me to say? I'd be screwed.
Listen to him.
I'd be screwed after
Lisa,
this.
Does he have a chance?
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
Now, Lisa,
here's a guy, smart,
I'd be getting
funny, he makes a good income, he wants to romance you, and you're sitting there all tense. Why is that?
She got set up. She got thrown into the loop, into the wolves. Imagine having to look at me every day and saying, hey, what are you going to have for dinner? Hey, you want to go dancing?
Are you saying that there is no chance for Pharrell at all?
I think she's going
to
think
even
about
to be
it.
Friends.
I think today there's
no
chance.
We can be friends. Oh, absolutely.
Today she's not even going to admit anything to you, but I guarantee you she's going to think about me later.
Just get to know him.
Can we get a picture?
You can't deny it. You're at least going to think that some crazy galoof just came onto her heart this morning.
This wasn't easy for him.
I think she's hot, and I hope she thinks about
she's
me.
She's loving it. She is loving every minute of
Johnny,
every
that's
minute
you.
Of
that's you, Mike.
John, get the camera in here. I want to get a picture of these two.
Can we have a picture? Can we get a picture of these two?
Let's get a picture of these two for the website.
Little digital picture.
Oh, now come on, Lisa, stand
there.
Oh, now, now there's a hug.
Oh, there we go. Now, see, not so bad, huh?
There you go.
There we go. Something for Scott to remember.
That's one of those. We got another doofus in the camera. Johnny's group.
Johnny doesn't work there.
There you go, Johnny.
Good job.
I really do think she's hot. She's the hottest chick working at WNEW. I know that.
Well, there's not much competition there.
You know, the one thing that sucks, though, it sucks that I get off the air every morning and I just absolutely reek of just kicking breath. I get like, the first thing I do is go in and scrub down, Buzz Teller. I go in with my toothbrush and toothpaste, scrub down. Then I try to cop free meals here in town. But no one will do me up except Johnny Hardrocks. He'll give me booze all morning. Come on over, Pharrell, and soak up. And then I go over there and talk dirty about Lisa.
All right. Thank you, Pharrell. Get
Pharrell,
out of here.
Thanks listen for to him in at the morning here on WNEW.
We'll let you know what happens. Lisa, don't go anywhere.
Great addition to that morning show. Absolutely fantastic.
Blame
that. All right, take care, man.
Thanks, Scott.
Well, he laid it on the table, Lisa.
Yeah. All right, now he's gone.
You want to put the headphones on so you can hear the romantic music we're playing?
Always be your song.
Now, you did say that there was a chance. You said you'd be friends with him.
Oh, yeah. I can be friends with him.
Maybe get to know him.
You know, I can be friends with
him. He'd be an interesting guy to go hang out with.
Sure. Send him a cruise.
You might get a headache like halfway into it, but...
It seems to me, though, that if you say that you could be friends with him, in a roundabout way, you're saying...
You'd do him.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, I was going to say, in
how
a roundabout...
exactly did you get that?
In a roundabout way, you're saying... And he's got a chance.
Right.
He's like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber.
Exactly.
No. I said we can be friends. That means we can be friends.
He's an extremely intelligent guy, obviously.
Funny.
Knows what he likes.
Yeah,
likes good
leather.
Money. He likes leather.
He's better looking than those guys from Seattle.
Agreed.
He's better looking than anybody in this room.
Yeah. Agreed. He's a good looking guy. Thin, wiry. Looks like he takes care of himself. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
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 Just might be genetic that he's thin. Just think about it.
But he,
Lisa, I don't think I've ever heard you this quiet. So closed-minded.
He really has got the hots for you.
Yeah. I
guess. Don't close do the you, door on love, Lisa.
What do you mean you guess?
Has anybody checked into his marital status? I thought when he was on our station before, I thought he was married.
I think too much attention's paid to that.
Buzz. hold on a second. Let me see. Beth wants to talk to you, Lisa. Hello, Beth. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Don and Mike. I think that was terrible of what Lisa did to Pharrell, and I think he's hot and sexy. I like his voice. I'd take him out.
All right, competition. Hey, listen to that.
There you go.
Well, listen, I would like to get on top of him and lick him
up and down.
Oh!
You bunch of suckers. I'm out of the lobby. Smack me if
Lisa
you can, John. You couldn't even figure out that I'm the freaking caller named Beth.
Where are you?
Get in here.
The way you look at me.
Glenn, where are you at?
Oh, I'm so sexy and hot.
Where are you at, Glenn?
I love you, and you make me feel so warm.
He's out there?
Go get him. Oh, no.
You mean he's out in our lobby right here?
He's going out of the lobby.
And I'm going to lick you boys
up and down.
All right, come on.
Come here, Glenn.
How the hell did he get through? He's in the lobby.
This is why we should carry guns.
Who screamed that call?
Oh, no. Oh, you got that first disgusting look.
Hello, Glenn.
Snapping pictures.
Hello, Glenn.
I'm here, not queer, and I'm still proud of it.
Johnny.
John, did you scream the call?
I can't turn my back for one goddamn second around here.
So he's in the lobby, and he calls on the request line and gets screamed as a woman.
Don't touch my microphone.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, baby, but you guys are so sexy.
Oh, God, okay.
That all floods back, doesn't it?
Okay.
Are you regretting it already?
No. Just get out of here until we get your chair ready.
Let me tell you something, boys. You can't ever scream me out, ever.
All right. Just go back out of the lobby until we get your chair ready.
I shall leave now and call again probably before you even have me in.
All right. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Please, get out of here. See you later. Bye-bye.
Speaking of see you, I see the panties. The way she leans over is...
Go say hello. Go say hello to Scott Farrell. Get out of here. Great.
John's locked the door. That's a good thing.
All right, so he's here. We'll have our fun with Glenn the janitor today. We'll get our revenge on him today.
Oh, help me.
So anyway, you and Farrell, not a chance?
Nope.
Not at all?
Why? No, come on, why?
Because.
Because why?
Not interested.
Not interested, she says.
Closing the door on love.
Huh?
How old is he?
About 25.
I think 27.
Oh, come on, he's about 50. I mean, but age doesn't matter.
Exactly. No.
This is true.
All right, well, it seems to me you're a little interested.
So would most men out...
Did you get that from me saying we can be friends, I'm not interested?
And you just asked how old he is.
Yeah.
So I was just curious.
So most men out there would have to say that the hard sell doesn't appeal to you?
No.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? Because I've been in love before.
Well, poor Scott Farrell.
I think he'll be okay.
Unrequited love.
Went out on the edge for you.
All right, Lisa, well, we tried to make it happen for you today.
Tried to help.
I think I'll be okay, but thank you very much.
All right, we tried to make it happen.
I say they're hooking up before 6 months.
Okay.
Be his friend. Give it a chance. Keep the door open.
Yeah.
Don't close the door.
We can be friends. There is no door. The door is closed.
You can. No, but if you're saying you can be friends, that means the door is open.
Open for what?
Open for anything that might happen after people become friends.
You never know.
Okay, well, then I don't want to be his friend then.
Oh,
come on.
Now you're being bitchy.
That's not nice. Mean. That's unkind.
I'm just not interested.
That's nakedly cruel.
Yeah.
No need for that.
All right, listen, we will let her work that out.
Right.
With her new boyfriend, Scott Farrell. Thank you, Lisa Farrell.
I love the music you guys are playing. That's killing me. Oh, that is too funny.
I love you, Lisa. I love you, Lisa. I love you so much, Lisa.
I like Pharrell.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
I love you too, Scott.
And then it's Glenn. Jesus. What's happening today?
Oh, God damn.
Where's my love?
Oh, man. Okay. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello. Who's this? Hello? Is that line on the air?
What? Speaking to us.
I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Hello, this is Nick.
That's Glenn.
No, this is Nick. No. I love Lisa. What's she doing?
Is this Glenn again? No, it's not Glenn because Glenn's out of the door.
All right, now Glenn's freaking me out.
No, this is Nick.
Oh, get out of here. Oh, I get it. Oh, dumb Nick. I remember. Oh. Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, this is Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, when y'all bring Glenn in there, when you tie him up, tie his feet up to the chair so he can't get up and walk out of the elevator.
Oh, don't worry. No, we're gonna tie his hands, his feet. We're gonna duct tape him.
Johnny's gonna slap him, and then we're gonna put him on the elevator.
It's gonna be everything that everybody who hates him wants. Okay, and John, what items do we have from the hardware store?
I got multi-purpose clothesline rope.
Right.
Okay. A huge roll of duct tape.
That's all you'll need.
And a secret.
Oh, and a secret.
Good.
Oh, we love a secret. Fantastic.
Let me just tell you how great it was to go into a hardware store in New York and ask for a rope, duct tape, and some other stuff. You had a clown suit and an ice cream truck.
And they didn't profile him. Hello, Don and Mike.
Ice cream truck.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Are you there? Who is this? Frank?
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I was just listening to the old JFK Jr. outside of Baltimore.
Yeah?
I heard those dorks from Seattle. Perfect chance to plug you guys. They're naming off all these people to that have brought by food and everything. And then I'm listening. I'm like, they got to say something about Don and Mike sending my stripper. Not a word.
Well, you know, they gave us the two hits on the Today Show.
That's all we care about. They don't got to mention us on every goddamn morning zoo show they go on.
No need.
Yeah. No, they were fine. They're okay with us.
I just thought that was the perfect shot. Another national radio show, you know, you can really speak to.
No, yeah. Come on. They were on a national radio show to begin with us, right. And then, you know, they did the thing on the Today Show. So, you know, that's a big plus in our book. Hello, Donna Mike. Hello, Joe.
Hey, what's up, Donna Mike?
Hey, Joe.
Okay, let's look at it this way, okay? She definitely likes him, and if she's not giving a reason, what the hell is that?
I agree.
Yeah, she hasn't given us a real clear
Every
reason.
Woman should at least make something up, like he's too tall, his teeth are crooked or something. She's not even making anything up.
She likes tall, lean men. That's obvious from, you know, her previous boyfriend.
Yeah, she's giving,
No, the fact that she's not giving any reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
I don't need
it's like saying,
to
I don't... Yes, you do!
No, I don't!
Every woman has to give a man at least that.
This guy on the phone brings a very valid point, Lisa.
This is good.
This is for you.
If you're turning
it. We're playing the gayest love music of all time. For Scott and Lisa. No, the guy on the phone, what's your name, Joe?
Joe, yeah.
Yeah, no, Joe brings up a valid point.
You can't leave a guy hanging. You have to give him a reason. That's not right.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm not interested.
What?
I'm not interested.
Why? Why are you not interested?
Because...
See, she can't come up with a reason.
Just say you like him and get it over with.
Well, you know what? She wants to be his friend.
Yeah.
And right? I am your friend, and I am Buzz's friend, and I am John's friend.
I think he just wants attention from you guys.
What?
He wants attention. You want to play a game.
She wants attention? She gets plenty of attention.
I'm saying she wants to play a game. You know, I don't like him. I like him. I don't like him. I like him. I don't want to
like
say...
him.
Oh, no.
You don't know him.
No.
You want to string him along. Give a reason why I don't like him. Say one thing.
I don't have to give you anything.
I'm not interested. But you owe it to him to give him a reason. He made a fool of himself.
He's a big boy, you know. He's been around a while. I think he'll be fine.
Okay. I didn't say he won't be fine, but it's only right that when he goes on the air, makes a total ass of himself for no reason.
Okay. He does that every day.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Oh, boy.
Hello, buddy. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
January 10th.
Now she's pissed. The buddy.
Yes, how you doing?
Hi, buddy.
Hey, this reminds me of when I was a kid. I asked Daisy from the third floor out, and my friend Frankie and June called her out the window, what's the answer? And she said no, because it was too much pressure. It's your fault, not theirs, not his. He's doing good. It's your guy's fault.
It's our fault, and you think it'll come around?
It'll definitely come around.
I agree.
You know, it's too bad that there's 11 months till the next Christmas party here.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that would be the chance.
But Valentine's Day is only a month away.
Yeah, but I mean, that's where everybody gets all, hammered up, and everybody gets banged up. And
bring old Scott out to dinner one night with us and have him sit next to Lisa.
Love will find a way.
And I mean, really, like, get a lot of people so that it's a big table and we can, like, put them way down at the end.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
She is really pissed at us.
Hey, you want to pass the bread?
Are you really pissed at us, Lisa? Yes, she is. Hello?
Really, dude? We did.
Come on, you're not really mad,
we
dude.
Bad.
Come on, you like the attention.
All we want is your happiness.
She does like the attention. She had mentioned to us that she had heard that Pharrell wants her.
Huh?
Hello?
Mentioned it 50 times.
Hi, Jeff.
This is Jeff, calling from Fairmont, West Virginia.
Yes, hi there.
I want to know if you guys could send a stripper out to the bum that's been sleeping outside my apartment building for 8 months now.
No, we can't.
Put in way more time than those guys. I mean, he's out there for a reason. I'm sure he could use a lap dance, too.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Listen, we got to break. We're going to, when we come back, do something that's going to make our audience very, very happy.
Very good.
I think I mentioned yesterday on the show, not since the days of Lewis the Retard
right.
have we had someone who is as universally hated
yes.
by all of the listeners of the show, this guy, Glenn the Janitor. What we're going to do is tie him to a chair
right.
and then see what happens next. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
And Mike Show.
Oh, yeah.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's your national number. 877-365-3636, DC 202-432-1067, New York, 877-692-1027.
Beware, they may be spotting Don and Mike.
You can go to WNEW.com right now and click on the link for the pictures of us bowling against the firemen in Bedford, New York last night.
Yeah, there's some great shots on there.
Some pretty funny pictures there. You get to see the inside of the firehouse and all of us wearing the fire equipment and Mike behind the wheel of the truck.
Wearing my fire chief hat.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So go to WNEW.com for that. Want to thank Amtrak for getting almost everybody up here on this trip. The Amtrak promise, satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-USA-RAIL to make a reservation. Thank you to Amtrak. Let me see. Tomorrow on the show, we're giving away a trip to New Orleans to see the WWF Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble is in demand Sunday, January 21st, 8 o'clock. Call Comcast or Cox Cable to order the WWF Royal Rumble. We will be giving away the trip to New Orleans on tomorrow's episode.
All right.
And what else? Oh, yeah. I got to mention this, that the DVD players are giving away are courtesy of Sony.
Yeah. Sony, the one and only.
So let's bring Glenn the Janitor in.
Oh, can we?
Yeah, let's bring him in. And let's get
please,
him all,
let's do.
Let's get him all set up in his special chair.
All right, is he going to come bounding in as usual?
John, who's going
what's
to...
What's he doing, Johnny?
I don't know. The one
is he being difficult?
He stands out there.
Right. Is he being difficult?
No, I just don't want to lose any of my...
what is that jacket? My God, he's got things. He's got things.
Jacket on the floor. Hello, Don and
well, all right,
hello,
come on now. Come
get
on
the microphone, you know that.
Now, Rob, Rob and John... And perhaps Buzz, maybe you want to go over there and help supervise. Mike, you're close enough to see what's going on.
I will tell you exactly what's going on. Now, do we have the proper chair that he's going to be put in?
Can I get a small explanation or a description of what's about to go on? Because I don't think I have the full spectrum.
Okay, well, what's going to go on is for 10 minutes, you're going to be slapped by John and by the guy out in the lobby.
Right.
Then what we're going to do is, we're going to bring you... Via the chair in which you're tied in, Mike and I will bring you with cell phones attached.
Right to the elevator.
We'll wheel you out to the elevator.
And you're going to ride the elevator for
a
while.
And we're going to actually put you in the elevator and send you down.
I can't believe you guys. You're insane. And I don't know why. Why would I? Why?
Because you're a radiophile.
But beside the fact, what do I get out of it?
I'll give you a DVD player.
Dude, Glenn, I could use one in my tattoo wallet. That is so excellent.
Glenn.
You always give me... I'm sorry. Can I just...
Glenn, no, you can't. Are you a janitor or are you a tattoo artist?
Well, after I get out of the janitorial position, I go right over to my tattoo parlor, which is located at 568 Manhattan Avenue.
Oh, okay,
look,
come
he's
on.
A man of right. mystery.
Oh, come okay. on. No, really. Guys,
start
listen.
It up now.
Since the 11th, man, it's been very slow business. And if you'd let me mention it, that it's at 349-0062.
You just did mention it.
You just got your plug.
You just mentioned it.
Will you mention it later when I'm gone? Because I know you're going to
tell if you're right good. Now. If you're good. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, you know, before you piss off Glenn, I just want to ask, did you guys pat him down?
Did anybody pat him down, Johnny? Anybody pat him down?
Yeah, oh, pat me. Come here. Pat this. Pat anyway. This, caller. How about that? Why don't you pat this?
Oh, come on.
Why Jesus. Aren't you down here, you piece of ass?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Who's this? Mike?
Hello.
Mike in Spokane, Washington. Hello, Mike.
Who's ringing?
How's it going, guys? Sorry about that.
It's going okay. What can we do for you?
No, I was just wondering if after
Glenn here gets his jollies and he's allowed to, you know, be on the air and express himself, if he would just, like, really go away, because, you know, really don't like the guy.
I know you guys don't like him.
Me?
Which is why we're doing this.
Do you have those fangs? Do you have those fangs?
Yeah, that's my picture right there.
Let me see.
I don't have them in because John had made mention of it, like, as if it was something that I shouldn't do, you know?
Here's a picture of Glenn's fangs.
Go the F away, please.
Listen, C-S, sir. Why don't you come down here and S my D, you piece of S? Because I'll kick you in your A. That's why you're not...
Tape him up, boys.
I know that's why you're not here, you piece of S.
Tape him up. Tape him up.
Why aren't you here, you piece of ass?
He was calling you from Spokane, Washington.
Wait, I just want something on my skin that this tape don't stick to my skin. Really, fellas.
Here. All right, well, pull your...
No, that wasn't part of it. You said my hands.
All right, pull your sleeves down there.
All right, Rob is tying his hands.
Polo, Ralph Lauren's shirt. Come on.
Rob is... Now, this is a beautiful moment. Let me describe this. At least he's taking pictures for the web as well. All of you out there who hate Glenn the Janitor, you'll be glad to know that right now he is having his hands tied behind his back.
Come here with this. Look, I don't think you guys are being very fair at all, man.
Well,
a DVD player. You're very kind.
I'll let you plug your tattoo parlor after it's
all over. Yeah, DVD player.
Avenue, Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
Okay, now with the hands.
00062 and a 718 area code. If you act now, you get a free set of Ginsu steak knives.
The hands are being tied behind the back. Now we want to do his feet as well.
Oh, that's very tight. Hey, relax, bro. I got to circulate in the blood cells day. You know what I mean?
All right, Rob. Now,
somebody come in my defense here. Call up. Hey, any, girls that have ever pierced before, if you've been to Greenpoint's tattoo artist, please call in and defend me. What a nice guy am I?
The audience is calling and they are applauding the fact that we are tying you up in duct tape.
Listen, that's very tight. Honestly, fellas, that's very tight.
Hello, Dynamite Show. Hello, Dynamite. Well, what am I doing? Hello there, you're on the air. Dynamite Show. Hello.
Yeah, it is 1027?
Right, hi.
Yes, it is 1027. Thank you for calling.
Oh, wait, they're doing my legs. What's up with that?
Mm-hmm. No.
What if I fall over? I'll bash my
head. Glenn is a moron.
You're not going to fall over.
I know Glenn for years, man.
Glenn, as long as you don't struggle.
Glenn is the biggest fool on 2 feet.
As long as you don't struggle, you won't
fall.
Your
mother, a-hole. Why don't you come and suck my knee?
Oh, Glenn, what an idiot. Listen, about the ferret? What about that?
Yes.
Hold on. All right, get the microphone away.
You put the little honey on the sea and the ferret does the deed.
You love that. I remember when you used to do it, man. Well, who are you kidding?
Tell us about the ferret.
Yeah, pull the microphone away from him.
Yo, man, the wrong brother died in a car accident,
correct. That's correct.
Oh, man, that's cold.
The
wrong brother died, and now you've ruined the old segment.
Is this a friend, Glenn?
That's just hung up on him. Whoever he was, he hung up on him.
Come on, bro. I can handle it. My brother, he died in a car accident.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Let's laugh some, but make me laugh.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello,
faggots.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I think when you get him tied up, we should play Stuck in the Middle with you and do Reservoir Dogs.
I don't get
or we could do some God damn it, what's the movie that you're watching now? Wait, they cut off Christopher
Walken. Suicide Kings.
Yeah, we could cut off
Suicide King Christopher Walken.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good idea.
Thank you.
Let me get a look at this and see how they're doing here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, anybody who doesn't wanna, you know, say anything nice, don't call in. Email me.
Hello.
Hey, you guys said you had a whole roll of tape, right?
Yes, they're not using the tape, guys. You got to use the tape.
Can you throw a little bit over his mouth?
No, that's not the deal. He's got to be able to talk.
The deal, but I'm going for it. Hey, listen, my arm is pulling right out of... Shut up, sea sucker! My arm is pulling right out of the socket.
Let the audience speak, please.
Oh, tape on the legs. I feel that.
I think I'm aroused.
So, Mike, what's happening over there?
They've
got the ropes. They've got the ropes.
I feel happy. Yo.
Oh. They've got the ropes. They've got the ropes around his wrist right now.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. This is great. John, let me ask you, as someone who's had to answer the phones for this guy, how wonderful is this for you, John?
This is the greatest satisfaction of my life.
He's a pudgy little lisper.
You're gonna fall off the chair if you do.
You gotta just sit still, Glenn.
No, I'm feeling pain in my right elbow. Good.
All right, well then don't move your right elbow.
Okay.
That's the answer. Don't move the right elbow.
Please come see me at the tattoo parlor.
All right, he seems like he's on his way to getting properly restrained.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, good. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good. I was just wanting to say that I think it would be better to use a sledgehammer instead of your hands on this jail.
Well, you want us to take a sledgehammer to him, huh?
Take a sledgehammer to
the Triple H on him, man. Put him out of his misery.
All
clean
right.
My toilets, punk!
Thank you. Lucky I can't hear you. They took my cans away. And if you knew what that was, it'd be headphones.
Hello.
I can't hear you, prick boy.
Don and Mike show.
Prick boy. Twat.
Hello.
Oh, dear.
Who's this?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Who is this?
Hey, it's Henry.
Hi, where are you from, Henry?
Hey, D.C.
Okay, what can we do for you?
Listen, I was thinking maybe you should sedate him and stick him on a plane to Guantanamo Bay.
You're a dick.
Radio producer everywhere.
Hello, Don and Mike.
John today.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Listen, this is Ed over in Jersey. I just got a question here. I got to clarify.
Yeah, Jersey smells and all the people that come from there have...
Glenn, shut up, Glenn. Shut up, Glenn. What?
He says he cleans toilets and then goes and gives people tattoos.
Yeah, I said I was a
janitor. How sanitary is that, you tool?
Yeah, I'm just turning his microphone off now. So now you can't even hear him. Now you can't even hear him.
There's some of his handiwork.
Hello, Don and Mike show. What did he bring? A scrapbook of his tattoos?
Of his piercing.
Oh, he pierces girls' genitals?
And other things.
Oh, my God. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, Glenn, how y'all doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, Glenn.
Oh, hold on. Let me turn his microphone back on.
I must say, you are a nutcase, but you crack me up. Now, how dedicated to Don and Mike are you? If you're that dedicated, say Howard Stern sucks.
Howard Stern is a whole different show altogether. Hey, A-hole! Not hey, even in the same
moron.
Time slot!
Hey, A-hole!
Go to hell! Suck my bee! F you, son of a bee!
I don't understand why people don't like Glenn.
My God, I'm going to, I barely know the guy.
Isn't it fascinating?
I barely know him, and I'm going to derive great pleasure out of this myself.
We all will. Johnny, is he properly restrained?
Yeah, I think
I'm being really, really suffocated, strangulated.
Okay, so what we need to do now is get the microphone. Hold on, John, what is the extra special treat that we have?
It's a tarp.
A tarp.
A tarp.
A tarp.
Mm-hmm. Where's that $100 inclusive?
Now, what are you going to do with the tarp, Johnny?
Hey, hold it,
you just got to wait. You just got to wait and find out.
My starts to try to get out of the friggin'...
What is the tarp for?
Is my mic on? Seriously.
Microphone is on.
Listen, Glenn is like Houdini if you've never seen me, because I'm about to get out of the ropey-popey's dopey.
The more you struggle, the more
What
hurts.
Are you going to do to me? Let me know so I don't start getting crazy.
Now, what is the tarp for, Johnny?
Just in case there's any spillage, Mike.
Spillage! Hold on! I didn't agree to this.
I know
As a matter
you
of fact, I signed my release form. Dick hurts.
Okay, let's wheel him back.
Hey!
Wheel him to the back of the studio.
Hey!
Okay.
Hold
on. You know, we really could tape his mouth, but then it wouldn't be fun because you got to hear the reaction.
All right, what's the tarp for?
This is a special. This is between John and Glenn.
Yeah, Johnny's getting something.
The tarp is between John and Glenn. This is a private matter.
$60 stinking T-shirt here.
It's a private matter.
Actually, it's thermal.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Julio. Julio. Hi, Julio.
I didn't agree to this at all.
Hi, Julio.
You're in no position to object.
Yes. Julio, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I thought Glenn was kind of funny.
Hey, the Chinese...
I don't know why you haven't put the tape on his damn mouth yet.
Because we want to hear this.
John,
what are you doing?
Johnny's flicking water at him.
Now, before we came in here, he said he was thirsty, and he really wanted a glass of water.
Right.
But you see, the water from our water fountain there, he said was too gross for him, so...
I'm melting!
Pouring water in his face now.
I have electronics in my pocket. My penis may be electrified any moment from this.
John is just pouring water all over him now.
Hey, John, you and I, we've got a problem, baby. I'm starting to break out from that.
John's wanted to do this for so long.
Now, let me just tell you that this guy, Glenn, he is tied, he is duct taped to a chair. He's the biggest pain in the ass caller.
My underwear wet. That's not nice.
Now, John, I believe what we're going to do is
headache from this.
What we're going to do is begin the slapping.
Slapping? No, you did the water. I'm done, boys.
Make sure it's nice and cold.
Okay. No, it is. All right. Hold it. Wait a minute. I want to put my mouthpiece in. I left it in my jacket.
So what kind of... I haven't...
Do you really want to put a mouthpiece in?
Do you want to put a mouthpiece in?
Untying his rope.
Is he untying his rope?
He's working. He's trying to be...
Well, then go tie his rope back up.
It's not untied. I'm just messing with it.
Put tape on it.
Tape his hands, then.
We've already tied his legs, his ankles with the rope and taped those. Now we're going to add tape to the rope.
Hello, AJ. AJ.
What is going on over there?
Hold on, he broke out.
He broke free. I win. My own admin who taped him up. He escaped. You suck.
I said I'm Houdini. You never seen me. I'm going to undo you these things.
Three times.
He didn't just break out. He shattered his.
He shattered his chains. He's got tape on his legs. He's still got the rope all over him. Three guys.
He did a Houdini on you. I'll tell you that. I thought he was.
Tape him up again. Let's tape him up again.
Let's tape him up again.
Come on now.
Have a seat.
Have a seat.
It's over. Call it a day.
No. Have a seat.
You guys are trying to tie
now,
me
Glenn,
again.
Glenn. What? Glenn, are you a man of your word? You said you'd let us duct tape you.
I'm never trying to do that again. Well, he sprinkles water. You never said anything about it.
No more water.
Just the slapping.
Just the slapping. You have my word. No.
All right. Hey, what's the penalty? 3-4 minutes off the slappings. Hey, take it.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Five minutes of slapping.
5 minutes of slapping.
I'll bring my paintball gun down and we'll light him up.
Get medieval on his ass.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, see
you. All right. Don't use the pliers.
Okay.
I'm going to go down there with a blowtorch.
Okay, now...
I'll give Glenn his props here that it was pretty impressive the way he sprung forth from his bondage.
Listen, I'm good at the bondage escape trick. I see you have a baseball bat. Is that a Louisville Slugger, by the way, boys?
Now, Rob is actually duct taping the feet to the chair. Let's see, let me take some more calls here. Hello, Pete.
Hello.
You know, I've been here 100 times, Pete, and I've never seen a freaking baseball bat in here. These guys, Don and Mike, they're just ready for it. Mike right now is holding a baseball bat.
I think that's the bat that Opie used to destroy the pinball machine.
Hey, tell that guy to shut up.
That was foul of him.
Hello.
Tell that guy to shut up.
Shut up, Glenn.
Hey, listen. I want to know if I can come up there and kick you two in the nuts today.
Oh, it's this guy.
Come on.
Oh, come on. Not today with you.
I'd like to tie you to a chair.
Oh, come on. F you. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh, Jacob.
Hello?
You're on the air. Hi, Jacob.
Hey.
Hi.
Take his ass up to the roof and throw him off.
Well, that's a lovely sentiment right there. Take him up to the roof and throw him off.
Hey, these two over here are just having too much fun with this duct tape.
Let me check this.
Check the burn arousal in their pants. John, on your knees while you're down there, give me a favor.
Check it out now. Buzz and Rob are taping and tying. Glenn, here's a guy named Brian who says he works with you.
Wait,
hello.
Can somebody put my headphones on and hear this? I got to hear this.
Hello, Brian.
Hi, I work with Glenn. He's a really funny guy. I don't know why you guys are being so mean to him. When he calls and pretends to be someone else, it's really funny. It's really good stuff.
I can't hear
He's
this
annoying.
Guy.
He's
Thank
annoying.
You,
Our listeners
I know.
Hate him.
He's a total tool.
If you're sincere,
he's
come down
to
568 Manhattan Avenue and give me Skull, baby. You stupid ass.
Okay, Mike, way to go. Now, that's how you duct tape him.
Thank you. Come on, I'm going to get out of this, too.
You're going to get out of that duct tape that Mike just put you in?
I'm freaking Houdini. You never seen me.
No way. You are tied with rope.
All right, how much you give me if I get out right now?
If you get out right now?
Right now, baby! Right.
If he get... No, wait a minute. Let me just...
No. Right, stand there and say it. How much?
I think...
How much?
I think if he can get out of that...
$100.
$100, he said it.
All right, you have to do it in 10 seconds.
Get out of here. You got to give me a minute at least.
30 seconds.
No, a minute at the very least.
You're not in any position.
Come on,
Brad. You are not in any position.
Come on, freaking he's down. Give me my $100 to my feet.
He got out.
Now he's scaring me.
I'm telling you, the guy is a freaking maniac.
Chair is toast. All right, the chair is toast. He's cutting his shackles. I don't think he likes to be combined. Wait, Glenn, watch the scissors.
All right, Glenn. All right, now, Glenn, listen.
Yes, sir.
No $100.
What?
No DVD player if you don't let us do this to you. Now, you've proven twice that you can break out, and even Mike... took the duct tape and duct taped you up.
I don't get that.
And
man.
You got out
He's
of it.
A strong dude. He's a strong dude.
So
look at my tattoo, man.
So listen, here's the deal. What we're gonna do is we're gonna take a break.
Did you see his tattoo?
Yeah, I saw his.
No, tattoo. Show the arm thing. Do the arm. Don't take the shirt off.
Oh, he's gonna take his shirt off.
Oh, Jesus Christ! All right, let's go to.
I see.
The mouth opens up.
The mouth opens. He has like a drink.
568 Manhattan Avenue. That's Greenpoint, Brooklyn. 349-0062.
A tattoo like of a dragon on his elbow.
I got a headache.
And when he moves his elbow, the arm, the mouth opens up on the dragon.
How nice is it?
All right, here's the deal, Glenn.
Tell me how nice it is.
Glenn.
Tell me.
Listen, Glenn.
Bastard.
Take him in the other room, John.
Take me, John.
Tape him up and tie him.
Take me in the other room.
Now, hey, get off, John.
Hey, now, come on. Don't make me call Heather Security.
Hey, come on now. Come on, Glenn.
Right. You guys acted faster than you did for Lisa.
All right, all right, get him out of here.
Knock it off now, Glenn. Right.
He's still taking the chair.
All right, well then, take him outside.
What a mess.
Take him out. Finish
our henchman.
Finish taping him up. We'll bring him back in, and we'll slap him during the next break.
We could never commit a crime. We could never commit a crime with this posse. Oh,
hey, Johnny.
Are you hurt, John?
Johnny, all right?
Yeah, I know.
All right, listen. Guys, here's the plan. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, we do have security standing by.
Okay, now, it's all right. It's all right.
Everything's fine. Glenn's being actually very cooperative.
He actually is.
For Glenn, he's being marvelous.
Pretty amazing that he is tied up, and Mike seriously.
Did you see the way I wrapped him with that duct tape? On his, you know, right in the mid part of the arms.
It is amazing. I mean, the guy is a douchebag, but it is amazing that he was able to get out of that. So here's what we want to do. During the break, you guys tie him up and duct tape him up.
Right.
Wheel him back in after the commercials. We'll slap him, and then we will send him out, and we'll push him out into the elevator, and then we'll be done with him. Okay? Oh, now listen. Here's a guy, Tony, who thinks this is like the Jerry Springer show. This is scripted. Please, Tony, you kiss my ass. You think this is scripted?
Oh, man, I love the show. This is great, but this sounds phony to me.
Well, it's not phony. We are actually trying to secure him, but he has gotten loose. I think what we're doing is we're tying him a little too loosely. We're being kind of wusses the way we tie him up.
But I'm serious that we've tied him up.
Rip, man.
What?
It sounds like wrestling.
Yeah, that's the Glenn influencer.
Yeah, you're right. That is the Glenn influence. I'm telling you that Mike duct taped him.
What happened?
That's blood from a cut on my hand.
Oh, you cut your hand?
I am telling you that Mike, I cannot attest for how tight the ropes were around his legs and his arms.
Right.
But Mike duct taped him. I saw it.
Yep, like 18 times.
Duct taped him tight.
Right.
And he slipped out of the duct tape immediately.
Midway up his arms, the way you're supposed to do it. Glenn, stop it.
Don't push your ass against the door.
Okay. Somebody get some fantastic. Clean that window.
Wrist and ankles, tape and tied. He got out of it. I don't know. John, if you could get him set during the
You know what? We need
set.
A better chair. We need a better chair. These chairs are too flimsy. We need a better chair. Seriously, we need a heavy-duty chair. These chairs, you can break these chairs and get away.
I was going to say, why don't we just lie him on the ground? And then
and then prop him up.
Yeah, and then what we can do is actually carry him to the elevator.
Calf rope. Then you can duct tape his legs and his arms.
So what we'll do is we'll take the chair out of it.
Right.
We will just lay him on the floor and duct tape his arms to his side and duct tape his legs together.
And then carry him to the elevator.
Right. Okay, we can handle that. Very okay. Good. All right, John, you guys get started on that during the commercial break here. We'll finish the revenge. Glenn, you got to get out now.
He's getting his personal possessions.
You got to get out during the commercial set.
Loves his jacket.
You got to get out of here.
He is strong.
Jesus Christ.
He's a strong maniac.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yeah, this is Phil. How you doing?
Hi, Phil.
You got to tie his arms and legs, like, individually, and then wrap them together, and that'll hold them.
We actually tried that.
All right, Phil.
Phil works out of Jersey.
All right, thank you.
No, I'm out of Brooklyn.
Come on down.
We got a break. I know, Robbie. Hello, Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Jimmy.
Yeah.
Listen.
Right,
Dean. To tie this guy up, tie his arms by his elbows and his wrists tight.
All right, thank you. What we're going to do, did we do that, Buzz?
Yeah.
Did we really?
Yeah. Getting a lot of information on how to tie somebody up here.
We are going to
lay the right city for it.
We're going to lay him on the ground. We're going to duct tape him. Then we're going to carry him in here. We'll let John slap him for about 5 minutes. We'll let the other big guy, the big fat guy who came up here to slap him.
Absolutely.
Then we will carry him to the elevator.
Lay him down in the elevator and let the building do what they want with him.
That's it. We will... exact our revenge around against Glenn right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
accident. Please leave a message and we will get back with you as soon as possible. In the meantime, enjoy this song and may God bless you real good.
Okay. Car means Don. Tay means Mike. Kung Fu means the Don Mike Show.
Right, right. All right, they're taping him up out in the waiting area right now.
He wanted to bet me another $100 that he could free himself after they got done with him.
If that's the case, then money comes out of your pocket.
I'm not going to bet him. Not after what I witnessed his Herculean strength.
What we're going to do is bring this guy, Glenn the Janitor, back in now. We're carrying him in.
Oh, that's not thick enough.
He is tied. He is duct taped. And what we're going to do now is slap him for 5 minutes.
Glenn,
yes.
Let me ask you a question. Answer honestly. Do you feel like you could free yourself from these chains?
For another 30 seconds.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Glenn.
Oh, my back, man.
You know, I'm getting all these instant feedbacks.
No, listen, feedbacks. I need something to prop up against.
From
I can't
people,
sit up like this erect. I mean, you know.
I'm getting instant feedbacks from people saying that it's a trick. Like if you hold in your chest or you expand your arms while you're being tied.
Yeah, you know, you hold out your chest, and then when you're being tied, and then you become smaller.
You loosen up, and you can make yourself smaller.
All right, what are we doing with him?
He's laying on the ground right now, and he's duct taped.
The clock.
And we are going to start the clock right now. So go.
How you doing? Like
5 minutes.
Ow, John!
Like that?
John!
Slapping me.
John, that's, okay. John, no, 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 John.
Yes, John, that's right.
First of all, he's hit me in my earballs.
All right, just hit him, just slap him on the face.
Just his cheek, don't hit his ears with the piercing.
I got big earrings all over the place.
You should have thought of that before you left the house.
Okay, man.
Because right now, John is slapping Glenn the janitor.
Ouch!
I don't think Glenn can get out of that.
John, oh yeah, we want to bet a little extra on the side?
No, I don't.
Now,
side bet, shut up.
Now, John, how sweet is this for you, John, to be slapping him?
This is awesome. Ow! No, wait.
The producer down the hall was like, get one for me, get one for me, get one for me.
First of all, John, ouch. John! He's hit me in the neck, he's hit me in the ear.
I just walked over and saw it. It's great. Now, are there pictures of this being taken for the website?
Are we getting some shots of this?
We must.
Ouch!
John, I want people to see this really happening.
568 Manhattan Avenue, Greenpoint, Brooklyn. Ouch, ouch. That your knuckles hurt, John. You said open hand, not back of hand.
Glenn is really big slap. That's 1 minute and 17 seconds into it.
John, that's getting harder, bro, really.
Glenn seems to be working himself up into a rage.
All right, I was nice to you. John, all right, that's it.
The digital cameras arrived. Glenn, let me remind you agreed to this.
Glenn, come on now, be nice, Glenn.
John!
I just moved the back so all the way.
718-349-0062, ladies and gentlemen.
Shut up.
Greenpoint, Brooklyn. Ouch! Thank you, sir. May I have another? Thank you, sir. May I have
like
another? Thank you, sir. Can you just do this on my ass for a while?
Oh, my God.
John, you slap him a little harder now. You lisping pig boy. Ouch! Ooh, that hurt. Ooh, you four-eyed little... You four-eyed Rob. Potential faggot.
Yeah, Rob, what's happening over there?
I think what's happening is Glenn is sort of baiting John, and John is hitting harder and more indiscriminately.
Hit the other side, bastard!
All right.
That was 10 times harder.
All right, bring in the fat guy from out in the lobby.
Oh, wait. I need a break.
Okay, yeah, we're going to bring in...
John, get out of here!
No, he agreed. He's coming.
What's his name again?
Dan.
All right, Dan. Oh, no, he's leaning on me. He's double-handed. Ouch, he's hard. Hey, your hands are not sore. You better try losing some lotion. Ouch, you bastard. Ouch. Hey, is he allowed to go both?
Yes.
Danny, 2 minutes
and 45 seconds.
Ouch. Ouch, I'm moving out.
Our request. Yeah, what's the request?
No, I won't go for that. No, Dan.
Don't give him a stink face. No.
Dan is giving him the stink
An ass
face.
In the back. No. I turned over real quick.
Turnabout is fair game.
He tried to give him the stink face.
No more stink
face. He pulled down his pants.
That's not in the rules.
No. Just
how much, Dan, just before we mention the stink face, what would you estimate you weigh in at, total? What would be your total weight?
About 400 pounds.
400 pounds, and he was trying to give Glenn the stink face.
John, you have 1 minute.
Succeed, the ladies and gentlemen.
1 minute and 20 seconds left.
Both of them
I'm a double fist in my face.
They're both using both hands.
My earrings and everything.
So both guys are slapping Glenn with both hands now.
A little firmer, gentlemen.
Hey,
Glenn, is it possible you could shut up for 10 seconds so we can hear you being slapped? Is it possible you just shut up for 10 seconds?
It's in three shapes.
That's right.
It's just red.
Listen to this.
Ow, John, you're out of control, John. You and I have trouble now.
1 minute. John, 1 minute.
Hey, how about not so quick?
How about stop the rapid fire and just a little firmer with a little more time in between? Like one, two, three, go.
John,
50 seconds.
Dan, don't join him. Dan, it hurts. That John, can you let John go on the other side? Because he's really killing this side.
Oh, wait. Oh, you want this side? I'm sorry.
You go like that.
40 seconds.
Now that was a good one.
No, I'm not kidding, John.
John is really smacking him now.
Oh, man.
Oh, out! Okay, 30 seconds. Ouch. 30 seconds, John.
Ready to get the shots. Hey, let's stop that.
I'm just blowing
my... It's going to get worse.
It's a big day for
Trini. Are you getting the pictures for the website?
Oh, no.
His face is so red.
No.
Okay.
What?
30 seconds is up.
Glenn
bit
him. John, get out of the way. He's coming over.
Drag him out.
Hey,
okay, time.
Warden! Time. Time.
Warden!
Glenn bit John.
He bit him. Right on the ass.
He really bit him, too.
Thank God he didn't have his fangs in.
Did he break the skin?
No, he didn't break the skin.
Good.
Where did Glenn bite you?
Right on my knee.
Yeah, but he was going for the ass,
I
think.
He was going for my ass at the end, though.
He's struggling to get loose. You won't be able to put him on the elevator.
Now, listen, now, Glenn, don't get loose. Glenn, don't get loose, because all we're going to do now is carry you to the elevator.
All right, carry him to the elevator.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me call the hotline. Let me get... Right. We're going to do this via cell phone.
Rest of the deal.
Give me just a second here.
No.
You know, I know it was the pummeling of Glenn, but when Glenn bit John, it was pretty funny.
Let me make sure.
Oh, my
God. Hello. All right, there is my cell phone.
John.
Now... Listen, Glenn, No biting, Glenn.
Let's carry him to the elevator.
Okay. All right, Mike, I'm on the cell phone now. I'm going to walk out through the lobby area.
All right.
You got three guys. Where Glenn is now being picked up and carried.
All right, they're carrying him to the elevator.
Here we go. Come on, bring him down here, boys. This is a great day for all of New York radio. This is a great day. We are getting a round of applause. We are getting a standing ovation from everybody in WNEW.
Oh, man. 3 4 9 0 0 6 2 8 5 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8
That's the good thing. Once we put him on the elevator, we are done with him forever.
Here is the elevator.
Get me up. That's appropriate.
No.
This, it'll hold you down, Mike. Now.
Okay, no fighting.
Press every button. That's maybe the most fun we've ever had. That is the most fun we have ever had.
Oh, man.
To see him put in the elevator.
And just not to hear him.
I swear to God, I'm dying. You guys should have seen that. Hold on, let me turn my phone off. Hold on, wait a minute. Let me get back to the microphone.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
That was fantastic. If only there was a car with an open trunk and New Jersey plates waiting downstairs.
You had...
You know, we hit every button on the elevator, so he's going down 9 floors.
You had to see...
And then we could hear him screaming after the doors on the elevator closed.
Was it worth the bloodshed, John?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Did the cell phone break up? Or
no,
were
we no.
Good.
We heard the whole thing beautifully. And perfect. Hey, John, was it worth getting bitten?
The best look on his face was when he saw us hit every button in the elevator.
Right, exactly.
That was totally worth it.
And he can't get back in the building because he doesn't know the code.
Right.
So we finally have exacted revenge against Glenn.
Now, I have a feeling it will be momentarily. We're going to hear from Glenn very soon. You just know we are.
Line number 5.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. His possessions are still here?
We can leave those down at the front desk.
Yeah, someone can take those down to the front desk.
Very good.
As a matter of fact, we're going to give Dan. Is that guy named Dan?
Yeah.
Dan is going to get a Sony DVD player as well so he can watch his favorite sci-fi adventure thrillers.
Way to go. You got a DVD player, Dan.
Such as Mad Max, Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai. Special edition DVD available at Circuit City and Borders today.
It was very, very much worth the effort. Radio God.
And at one point, when Glenn was struggling, when we were trying to carry him to the elevator, Dan actually had to sit on Glenn.
Whatever it takes.
And at that point, Glenn said, I swear on my mother's life or whatever, please get off me.
That got him to stop biting, and I will tell you, it was a special moment when Dan attempted to give Glenn the stink face.
Yeah.
A 400-pound stink face.
I'll not forget that anytime soon.
How about
Glenn biting?
Yeah, he was biting
Johnny.
I mean, tried to bite you, tried to bite me.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, with those teeth, and he's got these little... He's got those fangs that he puts in, too.
It's scary. He's actually trying to bite us on his way out.
Very scary. You've made a lot of people happy by doing this to Glenn.
Well, he's now out of the building. He's in the elevator. He's
Don't let him back in.
He had to stop on floor 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And imagine one of the poor people works in this building.
Going to lunch.
Like if you're on the 8th floor and the elevator opens up and there's Glenn duct tape, unable to move like a rabid dog.
Yeah, they'll know there's a radio station in the building.
I'll take the next car.
There that was go. A beautiful moment.
It was special.
And,
he didn't like the stopping at every floor. Didn't care for that.
No. I'll give him a DVD player, though, from Sony.
Very good.
Because I said I would.
Yep.
And the pictures of that will also be up on WNEW.com.
Including Glenn struggling to bite us all. A special moment was had by all.
He did that an awful lot. He was also, manipulating the microphone with his teeth. He manipulated the headphones with his teeth.
I was worried he was seizing. For a while there.
I didn't see any frothing.
Almost.
That's so great.
Mm-hmm.
That's so great to exact that revenge against that guy.
Well, you know, we've known Glenn for a very brief period of time, but we know he deserved it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Too long.
Yo.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, it's me, Luis, from yesterday.
Hey, Luis, right. You came down for the slap off. You weren't old enough.
Yeah, I know. I want to have a 30-minute submission match against Glenn. I want to beat his ass. Come on, let me.
Oh, now, Luis, come on. You have to do that on your own time, Luis.
Luis, we just took care of Glenn. Trust me.
Call Glenn at his tattoo parlor.
Don and Mike show. He gave out that number enough, for God's sake.
Kidding.
Or just push the up button.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hi.
I can't understand why you didn't put a sign on him. Is he still in the elevator?
Probably.
We should have put a sign on him.
Put a sign on him saying, I'm a kid practice, so no one unties him.
Maybe I should go downstairs and see if he's down there.
Do you want to go down and check?
I'll go down.
You don't feel badly, do you?
Not badly, hopefully.
What do you mean?
Well, about leaving him on the elevator.
No, of course I don't feel
bad. You're going to check on him. I didn't know if you were going to rescue him.
All right, hold on. Let me just call the hotline back. I'll tell you guys what I'm doing.
Okay.
You want me to go down?
No, I don't want you to go down.
No, it's not safe.
That's not a girl's job. Sorry, honey.
Now, you're going to go down to the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay, we might lose you.
Yeah.
Well, you lose me.
Oh, hold on.
Juanita? SFM.
Juanita?
This is Juanita Jordan.
Hi, Juanita. How you doing today?
How you doing, baby?
Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. You'll lose me while I'm in the elevator.
Right.
But as soon as the elevator opens on the bottom, you'll be able to hear me again.
Okay, you're going to try to get the same elevator that Glenn was on. I think he was on the second one from the right.
You got it. I'll be right back.
Don is now on the mission to go find Glenn to see if he is still restrained, and we're going to check onto it.
Don, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, I can't hear him.
Now again?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Loud and clear. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I hear you perfect.
Okay, great. Now, Don is making his way outside.
into the elevator area to see if Glenn. Now, Glenn, I'm not sure whether he was so restrained that he couldn't get away or not, but I would bank on the fact that he's probably freed himself already.
All right, guys, I'm past the security doors now. And I'm making my way to the elevator. Hold on, Glenn's right here.
Oh, no.
Lucky you. Security in the building, they were ready to really pummel me. They were definitely ready to beat me up. I'm very, very shaken right now. They dragged me off the elevator. When the 8th floor door opened, they pulled me by my feet, bashing my head off the floor. Not really, but I'm exaggerating because I'm nervous. But they dragged me out to the hallway, and they subdued me there on the floor. It was a tragedy. And then if this guy hadn't come along, your man over here, they would never have believed. Me. They were ready to call the police and take me away to jail.
All right, tell us what really happened.
I'm second floor with the building manager and 3 security guards and a Chinese gentleman who was very upset. Apparently, he was dragged off the elevator and security was called. They were ready to call the police. They're not too pleased with you guys either.
Tell us about how I took the total blame. I said that I jumped out of the show and onto the elevator unbeknownst to you, and I took the total blame and everything.
Well, that's
you
nice.
You did do that.
Wow.
All right, well, there you go. Guys, hold on. Glenn, what I'm going to do is let you come back in this part of the building right here, but you can't go past this door. Can you open that door for me, the secret code on this door?
Don't show it to Glenn.
That's right.
No, don't worry.
You know,
all right, I'm back past the double doors now.
So we finally achieved trouble status with the people that run the building?
I believe so. Now, I don't know. Did you guys hear that whole conversation?
Yes, yeah, I heard that the guy that said that that we got in trouble and Glenn was in trouble and that
right.
Was some man that got on the elevator, was some guy upset? Is that what happened, that a guy got upset when he saw Glenn on the elevator?
Here's the deal. You know the guy who looks like Justin Timberlake?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who works here at the station?
Marty.
Right. One of our helpers?
Marty.
Okay. He went down to check, and by the time Glenn got to the second floor, some Chinese guy that works in the building, right. A Japanese guy, the doors open up, and Glenn is rolling around on the floor like a maniac.
Uh-huh.
They call the cops.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, they're saying, don't call the cops. This is part of the Don and Mike show that's happening right now up on the 9th floor.
Right.
And the building security people would like to meet with us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they would.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see. We'll schedule that for sometime. How about 5 o'clock today?
Would they like to meet us on the... 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock
time.
Today is okay with you?
That's true.
Or
I'm
first
free.
Thing in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, that, or tomorrow true. Morning is fine. Either
one
would be
fine. You know
fine.
What? I think we really should do it at 5 o'clock today.
Either one would be fine. I'll tell you this. I just saw Glenn outside. He really looks flipped out.
Well, at least he's not inside the inner sanctum now.
No, he's out there by where Pigtail sits.
Oh, well, he'll get back here.
No, he's in the green room.
Oh, he's
of course he's back
room.
Here. You can't let
how
him through
the how did he
door?
Get into the green
nice.
Room?
Houdini!
No,
I'm here. Listen, you guys, you don't know what kind of trouble you caused me. The elevator opens. I don't know what
floor
it is.
He is foaming at the mouth.
I'm profusely sweating. The froth is coming out of my mouth. I'm writhing around the elevator trying to break the duct tape. This Chinese Oriental, what do you say, Asian?
Asian.
What is it, Asian? Yeah,
Oriental.
Oriental's a rug, yeah. Okay, good guy. Gets on the elevator,
dear.
Drags me out by my feet. My head is like...
You mean a total stranger dragged you out?
Starts yelling, help! Terrorist bomb!
Oh no!
He goes into some office. Some big, tall, Caucasian fella comes out and starts laughing when I yell, "Don and Mike, this is the show upstairs. I'm sorry, I ran away. They had me duct taped in the lobby." And then he comes out and he calls security, police, everything.
We are in trouble.
I mean, they were checking my pockets, looking all over me.
Oh dear!
You deserve it. You deserve it.
With the duct tape on, which my hands are now raw and bleeding.
Oh. You deserve it, Glenn.
Look at this.
All right, enjoy your DVD player.
Fellas, I have a lot of fun with you guys and. I wish you'd be more receptive to me when I call. Tell
okay,
John
go.
To hang up on
okay,
me.
You got it. You got it.
You want a DVD player. Get
and
$100.
All right,
and
$100. Yeah,
$100.
Correct. All right,
go.
You want
okay,
them both.
To the point.
Go.
Two
and
by. Can
day.
I just say that,
good
please,
day.
One time?
You've said it a million freaking
right.
times.
Please, in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, ladies and gentlemen, my friend's tattoo out of there. It's To the Point Tattoo and Body Piercing, 568 Manhattan Avenue, 349-0062 and 718-8.
Thank you.
Now you get a free set of Ginsu
steak. That's it. That's it.
Get out.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Welcome. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Good day to you, sir.
You know, hearing Glenn describe that, I think I understand why we may be in trouble now. I can see where one person yelling would.
I think we'll be okay because we can drop a name.
Right.
Fanny Latora.
I hate to,
there you go.
I hate to say this, but I believe I'm starting to come down with a case of Lewisitis.
No!
I think so.
Yeah, he was okay today.
I did the whole read.
I did the whole read. Well, I want to give the DVD player to Dan.
You did.
Did the whole read.
There we go.
Lisa just coming in with a sign.
Yeah.
Hey, come here for a second, Mike. Come here for a second. Let's talk to the guy who looks like he's in sync.
Marty.
Let's find out what's
Marty,
going on.
I'm sorry. Marty, I want to call Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Marty. Marty
Bring
with the party.
Bring in Justin Timberlake. Here we go.
Marty with the party. So Glenn's story was, that was absolutely 100% on the level?
Glenn's story was definitely true. I went down to the lobby and was expecting to see some big commotion. I asked the guy who checks the IDs, has a strange man come down in the elevator and look at me like I had no idea. And then a woman came up to him and said, there's a big commotion on the second floor. There's a man tied up. So I went back up to the second floor, found him with the building manager and three security guards.
Wow.
Chinese man who looked like he was so scared.
Why do
you do this on our floor? Why do you not do this on your own floor?
Well, didn't the Chinese guy pull him off the elevator?
That's the story I got.
All right.
There was another guy who was very mad, was cutting him out of his bonds.
Right.
And, you know, Glenn was still squirming all over the place. Glenn almost got his hand sliced with the razor blade.
That would have been a shame. All right, well, an insightful recap. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marty.
Thank you, Marty.
Thanks, Marty.
Wow. Listen, it's a pretty great show today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Pretty great show today.
Wow. Crazy.
I know we got a break, Rob. I hate the break. We're on such a roll right now.
I know why you don't want to break. You know we're going to probably have a conversation.
Yeah, because I don't want the building security people coming here yelling at us.
You know they're going to yell at us when we take a break.
Now, listen, I mean this, and I know they're listening. Mike and I would be glad to meet with you today.
5 o'clock today.
At the end of the business day, 5 o'clock, and if that doesn't work out, we will meet you tomorrow morning in the building security office at 9 a.m.
Very good.
Mike and I together will meet you to discuss the issues that happened on today's show.
Hi,
it's the least we can do.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Welcome to the Knowledgeum. I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such automated information kiosks as Welcome to Springfield Airport. And where's Nordstrom?
I smell a museum.
Yeah, good things don't end with EM. They end with mania. Or Tyria.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, that's your national number, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And here in New York, WNEW 877-692-1027.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Very rarely we'll respond to a negative comment on the instant feedback. It serves no purpose because the people who write them are just all dick faces. But this one I am going to respond to. From some guy named Carlos, who didn't have the balls to put a return address.
Right.
Hey, Don, you fat bastard. If you're Y-O-U-R.
Right.
If you're going to do fake radio, make it believable. Don, do you really expect us to believe that in a 40-story building, which most likely holds more than 10 elevators, you managed to catch a ride in the same elevator that Glenn was supposedly thrown in, you make it down to the lobby, speak on the phone via cell phone, and went back up to the studio in 2 minutes? God, you're so full of S, man.
Well, why don't you try listening, Carlos, and really listen to what really happened, dumbass.
Okay, listen, D.A., here's what happened. I walk out the double doors, the security doors. Before I even get to the elevator bank, Glenn is already coming back inside towards me.
Where did this guy create the scenario that you had actually gotten in the elevator and gone down to the lobby? You didn't even make it out to where the elevators are.
He's an idiot.
And furthermore, this is a 40-story building, but for the record, we only to get to our floor, you only have to go to the ninth floor, and the elevator only goes from the bottom to the ninth floor.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
When you came upon
Glenn, he had already been cut out of the duct tape. He was already with the Justin Timberlake guy.
Marky Mark.
Right.
Marty. Marty with the party.
And so it had all been done, and they were recounting the story that had happened, and it's completely legit.
Right, okay, Carlos.
Dumbass. Pay attention, Carlos. If you're going to bust our chops, pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah, come on. You know what's fake, Carlos? What's fake is that Carlos from North Bergen, New Jersey, email not available.
Yeah.
That's what's fake,
huh.
Douchebag.
Good little ass.
Douchebag. Ass. Ass. Scrot.
Wow.
Dick face.
The good news is I did go down to the office during the break, and if anything's going down in the building, so far nobody has come in here.
No
so
sign.
You know, and it's our usual people that are wandering the hallways here, where you know nothing could faze them. Right?
I was not exaggerating though when they said as I walked down the hall, I was getting applause.
Right.
From everyone from the engineering staff to the promotions people.
Sure. Yeah, they like to see Glenn get thrown on the elevator.
To the guys who answer the phones on the other shows here.
Right.
Everybody hates that guy, Glenn.
Yep.
Everybody hates him. Hello, Don and Mike show. I kind of like him.
I was afraid of him.
No. I'm sorry.
You know what? I didn't like Lewis. So far, I kind of like Glenn, too.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
I got to hand it to you. That was the best radio I've heard in a long time.
Now,
I'll tell you what, you guys rock.
When do you see the pictures? Lisa, the pictures up on the website yet? Probably not yet. Not yet. By the end of the day, though? Yeah, at WNEW.com.
Good deal. Oh, Don, one thing I'm surprised that you guys didn't catch, you ought to go back in the tape, that when you wanted to go down and check, that Lisa asks if she wants to go down, and none of you guys caught that.
Hey, you got right by you. You got a little tongue-tied thinking about Lisa doing that, though, didn't you?
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's Pharrell's job.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, regarding Lisa.
Yes, what about her?
Who do you think between three guys on NEW, Pharrell, Ron Bennington, and Blaine Elmsley, which one does she F? Which one does she marry?
Who was the third guy?
Blaine.
The other sports guy.
The other sports guy.
Okay. Is that the one they didn't fire?
Yeah.
Right.
The one who made the cut.
Right.
Between those three, which one do you think she'd F?
I think it's obvious. I know it's Ron Bennington.
Ron Bennington.
Sure.
End of discussion.
As a matter of fact, we'd all do Ron Bennington.
Hello, Don and Mike show. The Ash and Ron Bennington. Hello, Don and Mike.
Thanks for the favor there, Mike.
Hello, you're on the air. Yep, all right.
Speak to us.
Don.
The Ash and Ron Bennington.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, I saw him at the Christmas party, and he looked like Sam Kinison. I mean, he looked like Sam Kinison if you were to dig him up today. Hello, Joe.
Maybe a trip to the tanning booth for Ron Bennington.
Joe, what can we do for you?
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, there's just one thing you can do for me.
Yeah.
Let me come up there and kick you in the nuts.
Oh, stop it.
Now, please.
You know what? Now, listen, we've only got room for one guy like this on the show at a time.
Yeah, you're a copycat, sir. You just can't stand it.
See,
you can't stand that Glenn is getting all that attention.
But the thing is, I really do want to come up there and kick you in the nuts.
But it's killing you that Glenn got all the attention today.
No, I don't care about Glenn.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Kick you in the nuts because you guys suck so bad.
No, we suck so bad, but you listen every day and you call every day.
I do. I listen, of course. I just want to come up there and kick you in the nuts. But it's one thing to do that and get it out of my system.
We've had enough time. One high-strung idiot today is enough.
He's right. One a day. Hello, like the vitamins.
Use as directed.
That's right. That's real important to them, and that ad that we have to read for the Contact cold medicine.
Well, I know the first time I got Contact, I didn't read the instructions, and I ate like 15 of them.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
And they're time released, so I was basically, wasted for a month.
You couldn't get sick for 2 months.
No.
Contact.
Right.
And not like Contact, the bad movie with, what's that guy who we hate?
Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. L.A.?
Not like Full Contact Karate.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing today?
Okay, thanks.
Good. I'm going to shut up. I'd like to try to set something up for Bowl to Gutter Ball.
You know what? You got to call Lisa on the business line for that.
Yeah.
Okay. You have that number, sir?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. It's 1-800-275-4277.
4277.
Will you repeat that back to me, please?
275-4277.
1-800.
Right.
Do you want to try it to make sure it's working?
Yeah, let me try it. Thank you, though. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Don't call it yet.
Thanks.
Let me make sure I got it right.
Just follow the prompts.
Let's see what happens.
800-275.
It's our new business line.
277.
Do you want to bowl with us?
The new one.
The bowling hotline. Let's see what happens.
Why do we still love this?
Welcome, baby, to exclusive backdoor party. Oh, that's right.
Because of her.
Get right behind me and my bisexual friends. Ooh, and then have it all your way. Mmm, yeah. And then ask for what drives you wild.
What's that?
Just ask for ass.
Right. Oh, I made a mistake. I gave out the number for 1-800-ASK-FOR-ASS.
Well, that's a shame.
Ask for ass.
Yeah, there won't be any bowling on that line.
Anybody see, there might be some balls on that line.
Yes, absolutely.
Some pins.
Oh, baby.
I don't know if anybody saw the, oh, hold on. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, fine.
I never called before. I just thought I'd call up and say hello.
Okay, hello, goodbye.
Hi. Does that have something to talk about?
You don't have to have anything to talk about. No. We prove that every day.
Any particular thing on your mind right now?
I listen to the show. I don't really know what it's about. I'd like to ask, like, what are they about? You know, it's like people don't talk about anything.
Are you
in the nuts?
Are you enjoying the show?
I don't know if enjoyment is the word. I just think it's kind of interesting, to say the least.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Right. Really, okay. Interesting is good. It might move up to enjoying pretty soon.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Bye-bye.
You might. You never know.
Keep listening. You never know.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I think he had the phone between two pillows.
Hello.
Maybe three.
Oh, you mean his ass?
The stink phone. That's just on a theme, ass for ass.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Ass.
Come, Dan, give him a stink face.
Oh.
You ass.
You know, I think Dan was able to give us all a stink face when he tried.
Oh, my God. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Nice fella.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, man, you know, I'm looking at them bowling pictures?
Yes.
And, Mike, you look like a drunk fag.
Thank you.
There you go. Hey, there's nothing but love out there, Mike.
Can I tell you something, my dumbass friend?
What's that?
That last night, not one bit of alcohol passed my lips.
That's true.
Yeah.
I saw it. There you go. I didn't have anything to drink at all last night. So what do you say to that, smart guy?
No, you just look like a fag sitting there.
There you go. Well, I can accept that.
Just like a fag.
Yeah, well, I would say that with that little plastic fire chief hat on, you're probably right about that.
Hey, and if you want to see a really flattering picture, there's one on the site of both Rob and I, the back of our heads.
That's, and that's not a bald spot.
You should have a contest to see which one of us has the bigger bald spot.
Rob, turn around for a second. I want to see the back of your head.
It's not a bald spot. It's just short hair.
It's a bald spot, Rob.
Rob, that is a bald spot.
Rob,
that
is a bald spot.
Look, there's hair the
Buzz, go to WNEW.com right
Rob,
now.
I'm there. I see it. I'm looking at it. Rob,
Mike, look at the picture.
Rob, that's Rob, you need to look at the picture.
Hey, Mike, look at the picture.
It's an illusion.
Look at the picture. Who
it's an illusion, you said.
I am harboring no...
Rob, that is... Rob, you have thick hair down like around your towards your neck, but then up on top, it's not the haircut. It's a bald spot.
It's an illusion.
No, you have a bald spot, just like I do.
Rob knows he has a bald spot.
You have a bald spot, Rob.
Wow.
Rob, are you denying this, or are you ready to accept it?
I think it looks good.
You are going bald just like I am.
You know what? Was really
Don,
bad.
Turn around. Let me see the back of your head for a second. Now, you have been in a holding pattern with that bald spot. I will give you credit
for it. It's been
the same. For quite some time.
Yeah.
Unchanged.
You know what? If I don't want to agree that it's a bald spot, because I'm also receding from the front, and I could be on the fast train to Gavin McLeod land, and I don't want that.
You might be totally bald.
When you shower in the morning, do you have a lot of hair on the tub?
No.
Really?
Well, just body hair.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Handfuls of that.
Hello.
Mad.
What's going on, Don and Mike?
Hey, my friend.
Yesterday, when you were talking to that guy from Seattle.
Yes.
For the Star Wars.
Right.
You asked him if the stripper, you know, helped him out for a happy ending.
Yeah.
I don't think she would have been able to, because it looks like he may have did it in his pants.
You know, and did she get naked? At all?
I believe that she did get naked.
But we can't put that on the website?
Yes, that wasn't on the website. In the thong.
In later photos, she did get down. She was topless.
She's kind of hot.
She was topless, and she just had a little thing over her privacy.
Mm-hmm. She's very kind of natural looking. Usually they're a little more painted up.
Yeah. Hello. Nice. No bald spot.
Donna Mike Show.
Hey. Hey. Donna Mike.
Yeah, hi.
What's going on, man?
Not on her head.
This is the Big Cheese calling.
Hi, Big Cheese.
Hey, how's it going? Hey.
Okay.
Yeah, I got three P's for you.
Okay.
Packer. Prediction for the playoffs.
Packers prediction for the playoffs. All right, go.
That means
go.
Packers 24 or more. Brett Favre's Packers.
Yes.
And
those Packers.
Jeff Garcia's.
Pardon me.
69ers.
Yes.
10 or less.
Thank you,
Jeff Garcia.
And I'll get back to you after
quarterback Jeff Garcia.
Have you ever heard? I think I mentioned
Jeff
this on the show.
Yeah, the San Francisco 69ers.
Have you ever heard Jeff Garcia speak?
he's got a slight lisp.
Yes, it sounds like he's reading the Craig Wilson column.
I wonder if I could throw all the way down the field.
Well, I was in the huddle, and I said, how about Terrell Owens do a slant pattern over the middle? And the next thing you know, it's a touchdown pass.
Yeah, I've thrown to other receivers all day. I think today I'm going to go to you.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
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 Hey. Hey, what?
You guys rock, man.
Okay,
dude. You guys rock like unbelievable, dude.
Yeah. All right, dude.
You guys. I mean, what? Radio gods. I mean, the best in the world.
I see a shoe. I see another shoe.
No, you know what? I'm going to hang up on him before the other shoe drops.
Very good.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Maybe there wasn't another shoe that was going
to
drop.
Hey, it's okay to be paranoid.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi. Sometimes I like to eat popcorn at the movies.
Okay. We are in a little vapor line.
I know right we are. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's me again. I can tell you, Buzz looks like a serial killer in these pictures on them.
Are you the guy who said Mike looks like a fag?
I take that as a compliment.
Hey, sir.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the celebrity you most resemble?
I most resemble Tim Duncan, the basketball player of the San Antonio Spurs.
Oh, he's a fag.
What?
Hey, hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
What?
Hello.
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 I want to get paid, Escalade.
Is that the WKYS contest?
Yes.
I want to get paid, Escalade.
Hello, this is Juanita Jordan.
Hi, Juanita. How are you?
I'm going to get paid, Escalade.
Are you still angry? You can buy as many Escalades as you want after that divorce.
Oh, I'm so mad.
Why are you mad, Juanita?
I'm so mad at Michael.
Why?
Well, because he got the stinky finger.
Hello, Don on my show.
Yeah, hey, this is Norb. How you doing there, Don?
Oh, Norb.
Now, wait, hold on. Is this the original Norb from Green Bay?
Yeah, this is Norb up in Green Bay. How's it going there?
Hey, we're doing great then.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's calling the Packers. They're getting ready to start their playoff run up at Lambeau.
Now, do you think this is the original Norb from Green Bay?
Well, he hasn't called in such a long time. What have you been doing all winter?
Well, Cripes, hey, you guys change your time slots. I can't hear the show no more.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's difficult, but it's good to hear your voice again. How things have been going in the Great White North?
Oh, it's good, you know. The Packers are having a real good year.
Yeah.
The Niners coming into Lambeau this weekend.
Yeah.
But, Don, I was wondering what you thought about the old Brett Favre on that. He kind of laid down for that.
It's not the same guy.
I don't think it's the same guy either. I thought Brett Favre was a pussy for doing that.
Yeah, I got real upset about that. I was having a big cheese wheel there. I got so excited I got all over my face there.
No, that's not the original Norb from Green Bay.
I don't think it's the original guy.
Not the original. That's you know what that is? That's a copycat Norb from Green Bay.
Now, you know, Norb's got all the right verbiage.
Hello. Cheese whiz. Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, you're on the air.
I just wanted to ask Rob if he can explain how 3 months ago his bald spot was more prominent and then today's.
I don't wear a wig, sir.
It's more clear.
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
Well, my hair grows.
You paint your bald spot?
Sick.
Do you paint your bald spot?
Do you paint your bald spot?
By the way, something. Why you care?
Okay, come on, Rob.
I'm surprised you didn't remember the whole bit.
You know, I'm troubled by it. I don't think I have a bald spot. I think it's the way my hair is cut.
Are you serious? Are you really serious about that?
I think if you look,
are you in complete and total denial about your bald spot?
You will see there's hair, even though you can see scalp. There's hair all
over
you.
I looked at it closely.
Have a bald spot.
Have you shown him closely? Have you shown Don closely?
No.
This is kind of gay, but go up there and show Don what up. Because I see evidence of
full amount of hair.
Rob, okay, listen, I don't want to be gay. I'm going to use a pencil, okay? So I don't have to actually touch your head. Put your head down. Put your head down. You know what this is right here?
What?
Skin.
Right.
Skin. Not hair. Skin.
Well, you see...
Skin. That's a bald spot.
My head is not really flat. To give the illusion of flatness, I have to cut the hair.
You have a bald spot.
Buzz is thin in the back also.
Everybody, I think, at the crown, and maybe this is what Rob is talking about, like my hair is curly, so it sort of swirls out from the center of the crown there.
How's your hair looks like pubes.
Now, Buzz is really thin in the back. Have you ever noticed that you're thinning in the back?
Yeah. Watch this. Sometimes if I don't comb it out properly, but watch this.
Buzz has to use like the afro comb.
Yeah, see the bald spot that he's got?
Yeah. I guess you're right. Maybe I am. But not like that, certainly.
Such BS. I'm giving Buzz a hard time. Buzz has like a carpeted bath mat on his head.
Hello.
It's not where I'm bald.
Buzz's head looks like Joy Behar's privacy.
Wow.
Thanks for picking Joy Behar.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, this is Tony. I went to school with Glenn.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, he's a really good guy. He's really funny. I love it when he calls your show and pretends to be other people.
How old are you?
I'm pretty old.
pretty old.
No, really, how old?
How old
is
pretty old?
I'm just kidding. I hate his guts. He's a total tool, and I'm glad you got rid of him.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. We got to a break. I don't know if anybody saw the...
That frightened me, that last call.
The American Music Awards last night. I think originally the story I read to you yesterday said that Michael Jackson was going to make a taped appearance. Mm-hmm. But in fact, Michael Jackson came out on stage to get his Entertainer of the Century Award.
Right.
You know who introduced him and brought him out?
Who?
His friend Chris Tucker again. So we are going to hook up via satellite with Michael Jackson momentarily to ask him about the American Music Awards right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Record label or whatever.
Hold
on, Michael. Hold on.
I thank Elizabeth and I thank Marley.
Yes,
right,
you did.
Whatever.
Yeah.
When you ask Chris Tucker,
why did you interrupt me?
Because you interrupted me.
No, but you're being mean. Why are you so hostile? That hurts my feelings. I won't interrupt you again, though.
Go ahead. What did we miss on the show?
Yeah, when he asked Chris Tucker to hold that...
I love you.
The, what do you call that, the award?
Did you hear what I said?
I don't know if he noticed that Chris Tucker made that little face that...
Excuse me.
He's got to be kidding me, that face that, you know, he's asking me to hold this award here.
Excuse me, I said I loved you. Do you love me back?
I love you very much, Michael.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so from what I understand from that call, Chris Tucker was standing there like...
Chris is my friend.
Like Michael Jackson's manslave, and he was holding the award.
I play with him. I play with Chris Tucker.
Oh.
We play hide and seek, and we don't even leave the room.
Did you play with the award?
We don't even leave the sofa.
Did you play with the award you won last night?
Yes, we did. Well, he played with it.
He played
hide the award. Very painful. I don't like that award, and I don't like the Grammys. Too many rough edges.
Oh.
Very difficult. You can't do anything with the Grammy.
So how
I've always wanted to win an Oscar with its nice round head.
So how the hell did you get a lifetime, not a lifetime award, the Entertainer of the Century Award?
Mr. Clark called me and said...
use his first name.
Oh, no. That would be far too disrespectful.
Use his first name.
Mr. Geronimo, I don't think I should talk about Mr. Clark with his first name because I...
Do you love him?
I love him, and I love everyone.
Say that you love him, then.
I love Dick Clark, and I love Chris Tucker. Elizabeth Taylor.
Say that you love... Say you love all of them by using just their first names.
Oh. Well, I call Elizabeth Miss Taylor.
So you love Elizabeth?
I love Elizabeth.
Okay, what about... you mentioned Chris Tucker. You love Chris Tucker?
I love Mr. Tucker.
Do you love Chris?
I love Chris.
And Dick Clark? Do you love Dick Clark?
I love Dick.
Oh!
I do love Dick. I love Dick.
Awesome.
And I love Marlon. Mr. Brando.
What about the Vice President?
I love him, too. Mr. Cheney.
And what would you say to him?
I love Dick. I really, really do. I love the show Bewitched. I love Sergeant and York. I love Dicks.
You like the Smothers Brothers?
I don't like Tommy.
Oh?
I don't like him because he plays with that yo-yo, but I like his brother.
Who's that?
Really?
Dick. I like Dick.
So there's a lot of dicks you like.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many dicks that I like. I like Dick Nixon.
What about
I'm a Republican.
What about the sportscaster, Dick Enberg?
I don't like sports, but I met him before at a party.
Yeah?
I like Dick.
You like Dick?
I do.
What about the other Dick?
I don't like Dick Clark. I love Dick Clark.
Mm-hmm. Well, say it then.
Well, I'll say it for you. I love Dick. I truly do. Shamon.
Is he your favorite Dick?
That's a hard question to answer, but I think so.
Who is your favorite Dick? Would it be Dick Clark?
He's up there. I like Dick Clark.
Would he be in the top five Dicks?
I did a movie one time, a music video with Dick Butkus.
Oh.
I loved him. I love Dick.
He's big.
Pardon me?
He's a big man.
Yes, he is a big man. He's one of the bigger dicks that I know. I really enjoy his company. I do.
What about that other sportscaster, Dick Stockton? Do you like him?
Not particularly. I don't like that Dick.
So there is a Dick.
There's some Dicks I don't like.
There are some Dicks you don't like.
No, I don't. I think he's Dick Stockton's not my cup of tea. I'm trying to think of so many other Dicks.
Do you miss Dick Schaap?
I like Dick Schaap. I don't love Dick Schaap.
He's dead, you know.
I love Dick Clark. I love Dick. I really do.
So what?
I think we've gone as far with this as we can.
I know we're all scratching our heads right now.
Trying to think of our
what
favorite
about the NASCAR
dicks.
Driver, Dick
I like
Trickle?
Dick Gauthier.
Oh, he's good.
He was wonderful.
What about that NASCAR driver, Dick Trickle?
Trickle.
Do you like him?
I've never met him. I've never met him. I've always wanted to shake hands with Dick Trickle.
Oh.
Sometime maybe. I like the cars that go fast. We have toy cars, toy NASCARs at the Neverland Ranch.
Do you really?
Chris Tucker and I were riding around on them with our shirts off.
If I can ask you a personal question.
Yes, go ahead. I love coming on your show, Mr. Geronimo, because you always ask me the most prying personal questions, but I know that you do out of love.
Isn't Chris Tucker a little old for you?
No. I'm trying to modify. When I turned 40, I decided that it's probably better to have older friends. So now I like older teenagers and men in their 20s. That's really more my style, as long as they like to play.
Okay,
as long as they like to play hide and seek. And Chris Tucker loves to play hide and seek. Last night he hid, as I said before, the American Music Awards.
Yeah.
He hid two bookends and an ashtray.
Wow.
And then I finally gave them up.
So
late, about 2 a.m.
So
I said, "Here they are, Chris."
You were able to
hide them, and he knows, you know, because I hide them in the same place every time.
Here's a call. Ron's calling to speak to the artist of the century, Michael Jackson.
Come on,
Ron. Hello.
Hey, Michael. I was just wondering.
Hi. How are you? What's your first name?
Ronald.
I love you, Ronald.
I love you.
Thank you.
I have a question, though.
Okay.
Can you still get her?
I can get her.
Can you get her?
I can get her.
Did you hide her too, or
you saw the video? Hey, Chris.
I can get her.
Shimon. Thank you, Shimon. I can get her, Shimon. Then the two of us.
See, Tom.
Artist of the decade. What am I, the artist of the century?
Artist of the century.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. I love you, Dick.
Tom, you're on with Michael Jackson.
Hey, what's up, boys? Hey, Michael, what's up? What's going on?
What did you say your name was again?
Tom.
I love you, Tom.
I was just listening. I couldn't help but hear. You kind of like older dicks.
I do.
But I have a feeling you like younger dicks.
I like younger dicks. I do.
What's the difference between you and Campbell Soup?
What is the difference between me and Campbell Soup?
Nothing. You both come in small cans.
Oh.
I hate that joke. I've heard that before. That's not kind.
Hello.
Why? Can you be kind?
Hello, Mike. You're on the air with the artist of the century, according to the American Music Awards, Michael Jackson. Hello.
Michael, how you doing?
Would you like to hear? I have a copy of my speech that I made last night.
Love to hear it.
Okay. What did you want, sir? Did you want anything?
Yeah, Mike, why don't you go ahead? What did you want with Michael Jackson?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you loud and clear. I love you.
All right, it just got really quiet.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems like you're really into a lot of dicks. Would you say it was hard for just any dick to get into you?
I don't think so. I think if you like music and you know me, then any dick can get into me.
All right. Mike, you want to, Michael, you want to let us hear the...
Yes.
The deal you read last night at the American Music Awards?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Clark. I'd like to thank everybody in conjunction with the American Music Awards, especially these people who have really made a difference in my career. I'd like to thank Marlon Brando, Elizabeth Taylor, Abe Vigoda, Mindy Cohn, the late Vic Tayback, George Gobel, Sharon Gless, Damon Wilson.
Who's that, Lamont?
Damon Wilson, yes, from Sanford and Son.
Right.
Nipsey Russell, Max Baer Jr., Bob Denver, Fez Watley, Tom Bosley, and Richard Crenna. Or as I like to call him, Dick.
Dick. There's another one of Leah.
Those are my
dicks. Thank yous.
And Don and Mike, Shaman. Oh,
thank you, Michael.
Nice. And the two boys waiting to see Star Wars in Seattle.
Oh, yeah, you like them, huh?
I have an enormous amount of respect. I just wish this was Friday because I'd get to see Charlie Stossel. I love Charlie Stossel. I really do. He shares my love of figurines. You know, he's got a plate collection, too.
He does, yeah.
Special plates with figures on them.
I know he does.
And animation cells.
I know he does.
And lava lamps. And plastic flowers.
and a collection of dildos.
Charlie Stossel doesn't have a collection of dildos.
Oh, yes, he does. He showed them to me.
No, he doesn't.
He did, too.
No, he doesn't.
In Wheels.
You are getting Charlie Stossel mixed up with somebody else.
Oh, no, I've met him. He's bald and he's Puerto Rican.
All right, well, listen, I guess we'll take that up tomorrow.
I love your show, but I wish you'd play more of my music like this. Morning, mates. On the site. Come on.
All right. Michael, we're about to lose our satellite window with you.
Good.
We want to congratulate you on the American Music Award.
I must go. I have a doctor's appointment. I'm having a little internal bleeding.
Oh. the performer of the decade, according...
Century.
According to Dick Clark.
And Tito and Marlon and Jermaine. I'd like to thank them, too.
For what?
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
I'm having an outpatient procedure.
Would you like to say anything to Clark before we go?
Yes, Dick. I love Dick. I love Dick. I'll say it again. I love Dick. Maybe I'll write a song about it.
There you go.
Well, My next album, I Love Dick.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Robbie. Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, Michael.
There he is, everybody. We're losing the satellite connection.
Michael Jackson.
Help me.
In a world where only the radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
We have a vagina.
He made it.
No. Hello.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Buzz, I believe the satellite connection is still on to Never Neverland.
I want my cookies now.
Buzz, what is the lead story today?
Today's top story, NFL cheerleaders from birthday suit to lawsuit.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel Lewis.
You want to make the helicopter take off again?
Okay. Stay tuned, everybody.
For news and comments.
Stay tuned for news
coming
and comments.
Coming up. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
I'm bleeding professionally.
And Mike Show. With a lifetime supply of blood in their sack, Don and Mike.
More than enough. Hey, you think the whole Glenn the Janitor thing was fake today, huh? On Dick Faces?
Now, that's one dumbass.
Go to, I know.
Yeah.
Go to WADW.com. There's some pictures of Glenn up there right now.
You know, and the move that I think really restrained him was crossing his legs and duct taping them. That's what worked finally.
There's some pretty good pictures up on the side of Glenn as well. Time for news and comments now with Buzz. Buzz's show brought to you by Hard Times Cafe. Great food, good people, and cheap prices. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Nearly four dozen former NFL cheerleaders filed their lawsuit against the league yesterday over the peepholes that used to entertain pro football players visiting Philadelphia's Veterans Stadium. For nearly 20 years, it was apparently one of the NFL's best-kept secrets that visiting teams could watch the Eagles cheerleaders in the shower.
Sonny, you gotta see this.
The secret was handed down from player to player until it was uncovered by a newspaper reporter last year.
Yeah, hey, this is Brett Favre there. Oh, look, I'm getting my jerk on here.
The former cheerleaders are suing every team in the league except the Philadelphia Eagles.
Why aren't they
suing the Eagles? I would think the Eagles would know more about it than anybody. There are no peepholes in the Eagles' locker room, only in the visiting team's locker room.
Really? I mean, when this story originally broke months ago, when we mentioned it, didn't we theorize, though, that the original holes had to come from the Eagles?
I would think the Eagles would have had to know. I mean, you know, they talk before the game, and, it's interesting.
Good
think. The defense has rested in the hockey dad trial near Boston. The lawyer for the 270-pound man who beat another father to death at their kid's hockey practice said his client is a gentle giant who had a right to defend himself against the 114-pound man who reportedly fought with him. Do you believe, like I believe, in order to kill somebody with blows to the head, you gotta really work at it. You gotta take a little time. You gotta hit somebody so hard that you cause the brain to swell. That's the reason. You know, I don't get this prosecutor, because this prosecutor, first of all, didn't put any of the kids on the stand that witnessed this horrible thing. Mm-hmm. And the prosecutor kind of backed off the guy when the guy was testifying.
There were witnesses who said they saw the defendant slam the other guy's head against the floor up to 10 times. And then there was also a medical guy who testified and said, you know... Medical guy 10 times. Medical guy said, you know, it was just one of those things.
Really? So, yeah.
Well, that's like the weather people yesterday with the forecast. Well,
water plus ice.
This is one of those things.
Just one of those things.
One of those things. Not guilty. Next.
The good soldiers of Afghanistan have been very valuable in helping the U.S. in its war against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, but they angered U.S. officials yesterday when they set free seven high-ranking Taliban officials who'd been captured in the fighting. They let them go despite U.S. demands they be turned over to us. The Afghan military says it let them go, at least until it determines whether they are war criminals. And they say the U.S. had not requested that the captured Taliban officials be turned over to us.
Well, come on, if they're Taliban guys, they're bad guys.
That's... Yeah, I don't get it. And especially if they're the leadership, I mean, the same people that oppress their people. Kind of weird.
Yeah, we shouldn't have assumed,
kinda
I guess.
If you didn't like insurance companies before, you'll like them even less after this. The owner of the World Trade Center's Twin Towers points out that each building was hit by a separate terrorist-guided airplane. To him, it was two separate events, and his insurance policy provides just over $3.5 billion in coverage per event. The two events would then total more than $7 billion. But the insurance companies say it was just one event, and they want to pay the $3.5 billion, not the $7 billion.
You know, that is just like the crime. I mean, of course, on a much larger,
yes,
right, and much off, much more awful scale. How could you compare a car accident to the tragedy that happened there? But that is the same kind of crap.
Oh, it's the stuff they pull.
That you get from your insurance guy,
just desperately not wanting to part with the money.
It was two different planes,
yes,
two different buildings.
Right. And you know what they do, even if they have to pay more money, I mean, it's going to be reflected in other premiums for big corporate America.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the way it's going to work.
The insurance companies say both buildings would have fallen even if only one of them had been hit, since they share the same infrastructure. But only one of them wasn't hit. Both of them were.
Well, then maybe the World Trade Center people should just pay for the new buildings out of their own pocket and not turn it into the insurance.
That's so the rates won't go up.
Yeah, they're deductible.
Yeah, right.
It's like a car.
Yeah, just rebuild the buildings yourself and don't turn it into State Farm or whoever. All State.
Yeah, do it under the table.
I just got done with that myself when I hit my own garage.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even talk about that. I hit my own garage. You know, and it's always that fine line when you're getting body work done, that fine line where you're just outside of the deductible, and if you turn it in, your rates are going to go up. Yeah. But that's how they get you.
You know what? I don't every time that there's a nick or a ding in my car, I don't even consider turning it in.
That's smart.
I got a guy who lives on my street who runs a body shop up in Springfield, and I just call him up and I say, hey, giant scratch in the left-hand door. Any insurance? I go, please.
Come on.
I'll write you the check.
Come on now.
Just fix the car.
This has got to be a little spooky for the thousands of people who ride the PATH trains between New Jersey and New York. Workers at Ground Zero yesterday, digging underground, found a six-car PATH train that was trapped beneath the collapsing World Trade Center. Fortunately, the train was empty and idle at the time of the attack. Several other PATH trains filled with commuters were in that underground station when the buildings were hit. Those trains were used to evacuate the station, carrying thousands of people to safety and just in time. One train just arriving from Hoboken was told to close its doors and return to New Jersey.
You know, and this whole thing with selling tickets, not selling tickets, but giving tickets to the public.
Observation deck, yes.
You know, I don't know what it is, man, but I mean, the first night of that, when we were all here in the city, I walked down, I talked about it. When I walked down to volunteer, they already had 10,000 professionals down there. They didn't need any volunteers, and I walked back. It just creeps me out, people that come to this city and consider that to be a tourist attraction. I don't get it.
Many people go there saying they want to pay their respects, and a lot of people who have seen it in person say it doesn't in person compare in any way to the pictures you've seen in newspapers or on television.
A lot of people just can't get tickets to producers, Mike.
Oh, God. People.
And you can't spell Hoboken without
Ho. Yeah.
People. Hey, Joe. Hi. People. How you doing, Hoboken?
People oohed and awed as a daredevil perched on the edge of a 36-story building in Los Angeles Tuesday morning. 26-year-old Robert Tompkins then jumped. The crowd gasped and then applauded when his parachute opened.
You always enlighten me on these things. See, I didn't understand it. Now it's all clear to me. They can't get tickets to the producers.
Of course.
There you go.
The police were not as entertained.
And who wants to see George Hamilton in Chicago?
I do.
Yeah, well, come on. There's nothing good to see on Broadway. So,
are you with me, pal?
I'd be there in a second.
There we go.
Sell tickets to the rubble.
The police in Los Angeles were not as entertained by the daredevil, the sky jumper, especially since the daredevil landed on top of one of their squad cars, breaking the light bar.
Oh.
But they kept the charges to just one count of trespassing.
Evil good dumbass.
Former Baywatch star Yasmin Bleeth, speaking of daredevils.
Oh, I saw her on the news last night.
She was a whore.
I felt so bad for her.
She was a whore.
She'll be on probation the next couple of years.
We could console her.
That was her sentence yesterday after crashing her car in Florida under the influence of cocaine.
This little girl had
Shocker!
She still does. She'll also have to have regular drug tests and do 100 hours of community service as part of
her
sentence.
Wasn't she the one that was friends with the
Another
Van
great dick, a dick we didn't mention, Dick Van Patten.
Yeah, we should call him.
The Washington Redskins say they won't change their name, even though the D.C. area's Council of Governments has now joined the chorus of protesters. The COG voted yesterday to ask for the name change. This is the first time we've heard this from a group representing the district and its suburbs in Virginia and Maryland. American Indian groups and others have long called the name demeaning and dehumanizing since it refers to a time when bounties were offered for the scalps of Native Americans. Council members who voted against making the request say it's like asking Hooters or Target to change their corporate names because some may find them offensive. Those in favor of the change say
Target. Who would find Hooters offensive? Girls with big boobs?
Probably, you know, women that don't like, the fact that it's named after boobs.
And what about Target? Who would find
I don't get it.
Who would find Target offensive?
Perhaps this will make it more clear. Those in favor of the change say it didn't hurt the Washington Bullets. Target.
Oh, okay.
I think that was the reference there.
What's wrong with people?
But it didn't hurt the Bullets when that team changed its name to the Wizards without any kind of financial setback.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the websites may say the girls are at least 18, but don't believe everything you read. Naughty pictures of a 16-year-old student from a prestigious high school in Brooklyn were up on one website.
This little girl had knockers.
Still does. The strange part is school officials knew about the pictures for more than a month and seemed to be unable to do anything about it. It wasn't until the New York Post got involved that the pictures were finally removed from the website. Although it is child pornography from a legal standpoint, the girl obviously didn't object. She used a fake ID to answer an ad for models and then posed for over 100 photos. The school says the girl is now getting counseling.
What was that site, Buzz?
I'll give you the address later.
They took the pictures off already.
Kidding, Mike.
I understand.
Karma.
Kid because I love.
Karma.
They say that money cannot buy happiness.
Right.
They're wrong, and that is a scientific fact. A couple of professors in England have studied the question for the past 10 years. They found that for the average person, even a small lottery win can make a big difference in the person's happiness and mental health. And quoting one of the professors, the more you get, the better you feel.
You know what
Everybody
I'm laughing
just
at?
Shut up.
Do you know what I'm laughing at?
What are you laughing at?
You're breathing.
Really?
I don't know if it was audible on the air. I could hear you.
Really? All right.
That's what I was laughing at.
Okay.
What were you laughing at?
Nothing. All right, go ahead.
What were you laughing at?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
What did I miss?
Nothing. Is that all you were paying attention to?
You're breathing?
I was laughing at Buzz's story. Money can buy you happiness. The money can guarantee happiness.
See, you're breathing again. I just heard you again.
Sexy.
All right, so money can buy you happiness.
The professor says the rule applies to average people, but not to every individual. A British newspaper carried a story just this week.
Mike, don't hold your breath. You're going to hurt yourself if you don't hold your breath now.
Okay. British newspaper carried a story just this week about a homeless man who won nearly $2 million 2 years ago and then drank himself to death.
Just breathe through your nose.
Yeah, that's funny. There are no guarantees. My God, that nose. I haven't been able to breathe through my nose in 15 years.
Help.
That's the sound it makes when I breathe through my nose.
Sorry I brought it up.
Elton John says it's sheer luck he doesn't have AIDS.
Elton John is a gay.
Elton says he changed his promiscuous ways after witnessing the death of Ryan White. White was a young American hemophiliac who died of the disease after a blood transfusion. Elton got to know the boy while making him a symbol for fundraising in the fight against AIDS.
We can hear you again.
You cannot. Quoting the singer, it was a time in my life when I wasn't behaving very well. At Ryan's funeral, I looked like a 90-year-old man. That's when I decided to clean up my act. I'm very lucky not to be infected. Young people think they are invulnerable, but they're not.
Okay, everybody, hold on. Mike, blow your nose. Rob, do whatever you do. And Buzz, do what you do. Shuffle your papers.
All right.
And we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face to face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
Il n'est pas du cannabis. Voilà. With Donald Geronimo and Michelle O'Meara.
Tomorrow on the show, I'll get your cowboy boots out. Jerry Glanville with the singing dogs are coming on again.
Yeah.
Also, tomorrow, Charlie Stossel and the Angry Mailman, and we will find out about the status of the Angry Mailman's ass surgery.
Yes, he had a boil on his buttock.
And we'll have a brand new low-budget Jeff Hardy. All of that is on tomorrow's episode. If you want to see pictures, all these pictures are on WNEW.com today. Lisa with her new boyfriend, Scott Farrell.
Right.
Also, us bowling.
And with the firehouse.
In the firehouse last night in Bedford, New York. And pictures of us duct taping and torturing Glam the janitor.
You can peruse the internet and get all of those.
Those are all on WNEW.com. Just click on the Don and Mike icon.
Excellent.
For easy access. There's the Touchtones, 877-365-3636. Go crazy. Be caller 100 right now. Here once again is Melwood. Hi, Buzz.
This does your heart good. Nearly three-fourths of adults in a nationwide survey said they contributed in some way to help the victims of the September 11th terrorist attacks, giving everything from money to clothing to their time. The Center for the Center on Philanthropy at Indiana University also found that 66% of the 1,300 adults surveyed had donated money, averaging $134 a household.
That's good.
Yeah. A headline in today's Washington Post, yesterday's actually, could have been worded more carefully, though, and I wanted to hang on to it. The headline read, Vatican issues pedophilia rules.
It's okay.
No, the story explains that the Vatican has published new guidelines for handling pedophilia accusations against priests.
They better.
The rules include ordering Roman Catholic Church officials to inform the Vatican of such cases immediately and to try to keep the cases out of the news. It isn't clear how the church...
Hey, there you go. That's a good way to handle it.
It isn't clear how the church plans...
Was he molested the boy? Just keep it out of the Vatican news.
It isn't clear how the church plans to enforce the new rule that requires victims to report their abuse before they turn 28. The new rules, first published last summer in Latin...
After 28, Your Holiness, you're in the clear.
...give the Vatican more control over how its churches handle the accusation.
And write the rules in Latin so no one can understand them. Isn't that typical Catholic logic?
I'm not Catholic.
Typical logic?
I don't know.
After 28, forget about it. Write the rules in Latin.
Yeah.
And if it happens...
No, actually, if it was typical Catholic logic, it would be forget the age. Think about it for the rest of your life. Until you're dead. Until you're in the casket.
And if it somehow gets... out, for God's sakes, keep it out of the papers.
NBC's 75th anniversary is coming up, and it noticed the big ratings CBS got with the Carol Burnett reunion and the Lucy special. So NBC is reportedly working on reunion shows for Lost in Space, The Cosby Show, and L.A. Law.
Well, L.A. Law, I'd be interested to see.
Word is it may even bring back Lost in Space as a series.
Again. Well, now, Lost in Space would be interesting.
Only if they brought back Dr. Smith.
And the original
robot.
Dr. Smith.
And the
robot. And the robot.
Right.
Remember when we had the robot on the show, the guy who does the robot's voice?
He was a funny guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was very funny. Yeah.
Wasn't he dissing everybody on the show, too?
Yeah, the robot hated everybody.
That's great.
So, L.A. Law, I agree, I'd be interested. But
I know why you want Lost in Space reunion, because you just got a thing for June Lockhart.
Yeah, June, my favorite month.
Mm-hmm.
But what was the other show?
The Cosby Show?
Yeah, The Cosby Show.
They're actually working on that right now.
Well,
of course they are.
That's not even been off the air long enough to care about, right?
Well, it doesn't matter how long it's been off the year. It matters about the careers of the people that were on it.
Why don't they just do an Inside Schwartz reunion show? I mean, they just canceled that a week ago.
Absolutely.
It's coming. Showtime must be happy with the ratings for Queer as Folk because it's now talking with MTV about launching the first national gay cable network.
Yay, that's Viacom.
According to next week's TV Guide, which
Welcome
says,
to Wealth and TV.
Other companies besides
TV.
Besides Viacom, other companies like HBO and Cablevision are also considering launching a gay network or two.
We're going to call the news, not the news, but the final word.
Everybody does Raymond tonight.
And don't forget, King of Queens.
Yes, dear. Yes, sir. There's already a successful gay network in Canada called Pride Vision. That'll be the model for the American version.
King of Queens. You don't have to change that name.
The channel...
I already said that. Was it King of Queens?
Oh, that's right. Okay, sorry about that.
The channel would include old and new programs, plus new talk shows, music video programs, game shows, and the news. Advertising experts say 15 million Americans identify themselves as gay or lesbian.
Welcome to Name That Butt. I'm your host, Craig Wilson from UFA Today.
And they hand out so many showbiz awards these days, it averages out to one award every 2 hours.
Welcome to Boy of My Athred. This is your host, Craig Wilson.
He'd be on 24-7.
It's the equivalent, handing out so many awards, the equivalent of handing one out every 2 hours every day of the year. This, according to Variety Magazine, comes to 4,025 Showbiz Statue Awards a year.
We don't get awards.
CBS recently added the American Film Institute Awards to its schedule, jealous of ABC's Oscars and NBC's Golden Globes.
We have to tell people why we want the award, and we don't get awards. Because we won't stoop to that low thing.
That's
well,
good for you.
Fill
you
in any time.
You can be proud.
Well, because, well, you know, the disc jockey awards that they give out, you have to enter yourself.
Yes.
You have to pay a fee of some small nominal fee, $50, $100, and you have to submit a tape of yourself.
Right. Yeah.
You know, as if to say, hey, look at me. Please give me an award for being the disc jockey of the year.
We used to go to a convention where they had a disc jockey award, and we won a disc jockey award. But, you know, you get all those disc jockeys in the room with a bunch of record executives, and it was just not
chaos.
Becoming at all.
It really cheapened the award.
It certainly did.
Well, CBS added the American Film Institute Awards. Almost no one watched the AFI Awards on CBS this year. Even Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks failed to show to pick up their award for their pet project, Band of Brothers. The New York Post says this year's AFI Awards are now being referred to as the MIA Awards.
Wow, that's clever.
Come on, Shelley.
In sports, maybe we haven't heard the last of William Refrigerator Perry after all.
No, here he is right now.
You're hearing him now.
What about him?
The big defensive tackle who captured the hearts of Americans as a Chicago Bear rookie in 1985 is now climbing into the ring as a boxer.
All right.
Word is he will face, I love this name.
Stinkface.
He'll face Eric Butterbean Esch.
Oh, Butterbean.
Yeah.
Hey, we've had Butterbean on the show.
The Fridge versus Butterbean would be one hell of a wrestling match.
I would pay to see that.
Get your tickets now, February 2nd at the Grand Casino in Gulfport, Mississippi.
Who was that? Was that Fridge or Butterbean?
Finally, Meow, Sex and the City co-star Kim Cattrall at age 45 is 1 year older than Melanie Griffith, and she has some advice for the younger woman. Quoting Cattrall in a British magazine, I don't think the answer is plastic surgery. I see women my age like Melanie Griffith who have had surgery, but I don't ever want to look at myself and see the Joker from Batman staring back at me.
Oh, me, yeah.
She's kind of right about that.
Yeah,
though.
But it's, you know, I mean, she singles out Melanie Griffith. Melanie Griffith does look like kind of like a Muppet.
She is, I mean, yeah, she is weird looking, although she has great cans. I know they're fake, but she has fantastic cans. But, and she got those big collagen lips.
Yeah, that's the thing that does it with those lips, where it's like, hey, Bob, where'd they call me Barbaris?
Especially now that I saw that Kim Cattrall naked on Sex of the City last week.
Can't wait for the replay.
And I told you that you guys asked, those boobs are not augmented.
No, right.
Those are natural, just, you know, middle-aged broad boobs. They look good.
Mm-hmm. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Yes, I know you wish the show could continue, but it will. Tomorrow, we just got to take a slight 20-hour break.
Ah, amen.
We'll be back tomorrow with the all-new episode. All the stuff from today is on WNEW.com. And again, thank you so much to the firefighters last night
in Bedford, New York,
that treated us so great.
Yeah.
Tomorrow on the show, we're giving away a WWF trip to New Orleans. Listen to win that. And Chantilly, Craps a coming.
Hey,
join Mike O'Mara and the Crap Blues Band at Sully's in Chantilly this Saturday night. It's delicious. I just read it as you wrote it, Mike.
It's delicious.
It's delicious.
I didn't do that. It's supposed to be it.
Oh, it's delicious.
Ah. Give me that green Sharpie. I'll correct that. It's delicious. The writing is delicious.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing? I am Paula 100.
Yes, you are. Hi, what's your name, my friend?
Hey, my name is Adam Melville.
Adam, where are you from?
Melville, New York.
Okay, Adam, you've got the Blockbuster Game Pass. Go to your local Blockbuster store today. Everybody, get your Blockbuster Game Pass. Adam, this will give you a free game rental every day for a month, courtesy of Blockbuster Video.
Wow. You guys rock.
Thank you for listening, Adam.
Thank you.
Everybody else that wants this, $29.99 at Blockbuster. And one final item, Hot Balls in Action.
Yeah, baby.
The Dynamite Gutter Balls take on Mr. 40 and his posse at Strike Bethesda in Bethesda, Maryland next Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Strike Bethesda.
is on West Bard Avenue in Bethesda, Maryland. For directions, call 301-652-0955 or go to www.strikebethesda.com.
Right, right.
All right, now we're going to have the amazing race to get back to D.C.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think Lisa's going to win.
Because Lisa is flying back.
No, but Lisa's got a problem is that she's got to take Metro all the way from National Airport, the end of the blue line, to her home. So that's going to slow her down.
Oh, she got a ride.
You got a ride? All right, Lisa's flying. I'm driving.
Right.
And the rest of the guys are taking the train.
I'm going by Greyhound.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
So it's the incredible race, the amazing race. But we'll tell you about that. Oh, and tomorrow, I guess also we'll talk about Survivor.
Very good.
Right? I mean, I can't believe it's the end of Survivor. No one's talked about it.
I'll watch it tonight.
Yeah. Let's go Big Dumb Tom in the overalls.
Yeah, big time.
That's the guy I'm rooting for. Okay, that's it. We got to go. Thank you for a great show, everybody. Go to the website to see the pictures. We will see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Rob, can you be
kind?
I can.
Can you?
Yes.
Bald spot. Throw your hat in the air, Rob, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. You might just make it
aerodynamicness of my balding head.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Rob, it's a whole ball, so it takes one to know one, okay?
Yeah, I understand.
All right, welcome to the club.
Yeah.
We gotta go.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.